home for Benedict and Raven football. Care Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for kickoff of Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. This afternoon, I think the defense forced turnovers. 2 weeks ago, this Missouri Baptist team threw 5 interceptions against Baker. I think this Raven defense can take the ball away, continue to do that today. Should be great. For the Raven offense, get some receivers involved, right? Like last week, it was Jacob Gathright, and you only threw for 98 yards. It's great weather this afternoon, so again, throw the ball, get some more of those receivers involved, and it should be a big day. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Welcome you to St. Louis, Missouri, where this afternoon the Benedictine College Ravens continue the 2023 football campaign in search of their 7th consecutive win, as they're going to be hosted for the first time ever by the Missouri Baptist University Spartans. Hello again, everybody. It's Neil back at Acara Sports Studio today. He's handling the buttons and what you call them, the ones and the zeros.
The ones and zeros.
Okay. So Neil's in charge of all of that difficult stuff. Gus Counts with me too. I left Tom Counts, and happy to be coming to you from high atop the press facility here at Missouri Baptist University. A gorgeous, gorgeous field. Gus, it runs essentially north and south, a little bit northwest, southeast, but we're going to go with north and south, and it is a perfect fall afternoon. The temperatures have warmed up a little bit, certainly better than we had down in Baldwin City last week. There's no precip coming down. The autumn colors are in full glory, and there are a lot of fans here in the stands today wearing red. St. Louis representing today.
Yeah, you know, we bumped into a handful of them out in the parking lot, former Ravens that we hadn't seen in a while, because we talked about it on Sportsbook the other night. It's been a minute since we've been to the east side of the state, and at least in the St. Louis area. Benedictine playing for the first time today, the Spartans of Missouri Baptist. Missouri Baptist in now their 10th year of football. They're 1-7 this year. They're 0-3 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division. Their lone win came at Clark earlier this season. They won that game 31-13. They played Culver Stockton to an overtime game. But, again, they've been in a lot of close games this year, right? Last week against Mid-America over in Olathe, they made that one a 28-21 game. So they've been in some games. They've played close but just not been able to come away with the win. In week one, they scored 2 points as they lost to William Penn 6-2.
Just kind of give you some notion. It's kind of on the sort of, I would call southwest side of St. Louis. I think that's fair. Just Drake right down the road just a little bit. CBC, we could see them from here. Just a few blocks north of them is Vianney. And so if you're familiar with the area, you're going to know these schools and this part of the city of St. Louis. Benedictines, captains out of the center of the field along with the captains for Missouri Baptist. And you can hear the official in the background as they are going to have to flip the coin and get things underway here today. Got a full slate of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We'll be talking about them as the afternoon wears on. But games going on this afternoon include a noon game between Graceland and Culver Stockton. I'm just going to see if I can maybe refresh here somehow and figure out what the update to that score might happen to be. So you are going to have, get back down here to today, if I might. Graceland is leading Culver Stockton with a minute to go in the half, 13-0. You've got Mid-America at Missouri Valley today. Clark travels to Peru. Baker at Central Methodist to Grandview at William Penn. And Benedictine at Missouri Baptist, all except that Graceland-Culver Stockton game are at 1 o'clock. And, again, they are less than a minute away from halftime over at Polton Stadium. Did you catch that flip of the coin?
I'm catching. If you look over on the far sideline right now, Isaac Anderson has come off the field and made a beeline right for Coach Osborne to have a quite lengthy discussion. The flip of the coin was won by Missouri Baptist, and they said, give us the football. And I'm not really sure what Isaac had for coach, but here we go. The Ravens going to put a toe to it. It's going to be Colin Bruner out on the field first. And, hey, Ravens did this last week and scored twice before the other team actually touched the football. So
the return men are going to be Marcellus Griffin and Joseph White, a freshman out of Blue Springs, Missouri. White is not normally a return man, typically a wide receiver, but he's going to be settling in with Marcellus Griffin back inside the 10-yard line. Benedictine kicking from left to right across your dial as we get things underway here this afternoon. We're in St. Louis and happy to have you with us. Everybody looks like they are set, and we're going to get things underway here this afternoon. Hard to believe that after today, one more regular season game remaining for these Ravens in 2023. Here comes the kick, and there goes my board. And that is gone forever. It's going to be taken at the 5-yard line, brought up the middle of the 20, and that thing is, there's no recovering that. It's going to be a 1st and 10 for CMU, and all of that work is laying out there. I'll climb out there after a while. I think I won't. Huh? I don't think I'm too surprised. It's not a shock that goes out there. Here we go. It'll be 1st and 10 for the CMU team. And there it goes. Now we can go get it after a while, maybe.
Yeah, it's gone.
No, we'll get that back. Most will come over to the right side. Quarterback is going to take the snap. Play action running straight up the middle. And good run at the 25-30. Breaks a tackle. Runs over a defender. That's a man running the football for CMU. And that was a very strong carry by Gray. It's going to be a 1st and 10 all the way up to a 48-yard line.
Blue Kaplinger finally makes a stop on the play for the Ravens, and now quickly up over the football is Missouri Baptist.
Quarterback is back, eludes the first defender, gets a pass away to the Raven 45, breaking a tackle to the 40. Hey, Missouri Baptist has come to play today. Look at him standing up. The Raven defense does not make a tackle, cannot make the tackle. He pushes the ball down to the 37-yard line. They're going to move the chains again. It's another 1st and 10. Half a minute into the game, and they're at the Raven 37.
Joel Mavis makes the stop on the play for the Ravens. Not before, though, Missouri Baptist able to take it into the Raven territory down at the 38-yard line.
Quarterback quickly back, coming up behind the center from the pistol. Flares it over into the left flat. Cut at the 40, 35, down the left side, and finally going to be bulldogged down by Joel along the near side. That catch and carry by Gavin Cloud, the wide receiver from Carrollton High School. And he is the guy who, somebody's going to catch the ball, guys. You talked about it. He's the man who's going to do that.
The Ravens are going to freshen up the front. They're going to bring in Joe Burke along with Eric Chavez across that front. They're going to leave in Heath Baker and Cole Johnson as the defensive end.
2nd down at about 5 for Missouri Baptist. They've taken the opening kickoff and quickly, briskly move this thing downfield. Quarterback is going to take the snap, hand off into the middle of the line. Again, a big hole. The tackle finally made for the Ravens, but straight up the middle they go inside the 30-yard line, but going to be just a little bit short of the first down. Cole Johnson making that stop. Guys, you got to talk to Cole's fam today, didn't you?
Yeah, Cole Johnson out of Louisville in his senior year of high school. How about this? Their defense held teams to negative rushing yards on an average. They ended up winning the state title, going undefeated his senior year in high school in Louisville.
Second down and two. Quarterback is back to throw. Blitz is on. Going deep. Left side, and the receiver just gave up on that route as Joel had him very, very well covered.
Yeah, maybe he's doing a great job chucking him at the line of scrimmage, and right there, Cloud just said, well, nothing we can do there. Now we're going to see out to kick a field goal opportunity will be Missouri Baptist.
And out there it is going to be Jaden George. No, let me fix that. It's going to be the place kicker, Jonah Cox. He is a 6'4" junior from Fort Zumwalt South. Right foot soccer south. It's going to be a 45-yard field goal. Down, up, and it's not going to get there. It's wide to the right, and it might have had the distance, maybe, but it's going to go wide right to the Benedictine defense. Way it flexed, but it did not give anything up.
That thing hit in the wind and held, and then fell a little short. It's going to be, think you can find it? No chance. So, with that missed field goal, the Ravens are going to take over. It'll be first and 10. The ball spotted down at the Benedictine 28-yard line. So, here we go. 12:54 left here in the first quarter. Quarterback sends Zimmerman out to the right. He'll take the snap, drop back, looking. He's going to let one go. He's got Jacob at the 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ravens. A one-play, 72-yard touchdown pass. That time, Jacob Cathright put on the 9, and nobody picked him up. Easy touchdown for Benedictine. One play, one touchdown. Exactly how you drew it up. So, Jacob Cathright on a 72-yard touchdown reception. Benedictine quickly out on front. Now, Harry Balke is going to line up for the PAT. To hold, it'll be Jackson Dooley, the long snapper, Zach Philippi. Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. Put it on the board. Benedictine will have a timeout on the field. Benedictine leading this one. 7-0 at the 12:45 mark of the first quarter.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. Your Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, as we come back here to St. Louis, Missouri, the Ravens have jumped out to a 7-0 lead. The defense held Missouri Baptist to a missed field goal. And then on the very first play from scrimmage, Jackson Dooley uncorks one down the right sideline to Jacob Cathright on a 71-yard touchdown strike. Here we go. Colin Bruner is going to tee it up, and he'll kick it away. The kicker from Marceline will send it down, and it'll land about 3 yards deep in the end zone, bound to the back. And for Missouri Baptist, they are going to take the touchback and start this thing out at their own 25-yard line. So for Missouri Baptist, on the very first possession of the ball game, they came out. They were able to get the ball down the field with some ease, but a couple bad plays stalled out the possession, and then a missed field goal. Here we go. The ball is at 25. Quarterback's going to have a running back off to his right. He sends a man in motion going from left to right. They'll turn, fake the handoff. Now he'll roll out, throw the pass, and it's going to be tipped in the air and incomplete. A diving effort.
Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato-olé seasoning, it's the outside that matters. but with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Show ya. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
St. Louis, Missouri. Missouri Baptist University is our host here this afternoon, and Benedictine leading the Spartans today 7-6. And I don't know if you can, if there's enough hands or rocks to put on top of the stuff up here, because again, it's pleasant. It's not super windy, but it's a little bit windy, and windy enough that we have to make sure everything is taped down. Jonah Cox, 6'4" junior kicker from O'Fallon, is out there to put a toe to the ball. And once again, guys, the BC special teams, they have wreaked havoc, okay, with teams all season, blocking kicks and blocking punts and doing things. And they blocked that PAT right there.
Yeah, great job right there being able to dive through. And now all of a sudden for Missouri Baptist, you're still trailing, right? I mean, that's got to be the kind of disappointing thing for them at this point.
Short kick fielded by the Ravens at the 20-yard line, straight up to the 30, 35, and dragging kick coverage guys all the way to the 40-yard line. Nice little return for Benedict, then straight ahead, and it'll be Raven first and 10.
That's going to be Raven linebacker Caleb Taylor on the kick return right there. So,
yeah, so the Missouri Baptist board is, you know, they were soaked for being under the water bucket, but it's better than you thought it was going to be.
Maybe we should have laminated them after all.
I don't know if that would have held them down or not, but it would have kept them from being soaked through. But thanks to the band director and all the people here helps us recover that thing. First and 10 at the 40-yard line. Benedictine with good field position to begin things. Tanner Zimmerman will slide over to the wing on the left side. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and Witherspoon is hit in the backfield, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. Ravens trying to run to the left side. There's absolutely zero over there for him. And good coverage underneath by the Spartans. I got I got Raekwon Ramsey out of East St. Louis.
Raekwon's a guy who gets into the backfield. 24 tackles, but 6.5 sacks this season.
Second down, 13 for BC.
But if you're a BC, I would have probably gone back to the well on first down and tried it again.
Motion to the near side. Ramsey's going to come all the way out to the edge. Wraparound handoff again, Witherspoon, and he's going to get to the 40 and down, or up rather, to the 43. Picking up about a half a dozen where Giovanni Sanks. Sanks will make the tackle, and the Ravens will look now at a third down long call.
Yeah, for Giovanni, it's going to be his 30th tackle of the season. And for the Ravens down, they're looking at a, what, let's call it third down and 7 for the Raven offense.
Got your Adam Jackson Jr. in the game, the freshman from Katy, Texas. 3 catches on the season for 17, but very capable young freshman receiver.
Look over there to the left and kind of tucked in like a tight end. You're going to see Jacob Gathering.
Third down and 7. Colin Benedict at the 43-yard line, their own. QB back to throw. Dooley looking left, throwing left, has his man, makes a catch, and bumped out of bounds along the left side. It's going to be Gathright, first and 10, Benedictine.
That time the Ravens tucked Gathright in, and look at who ended up having to pick him up. Middle linebacker Bobby Niebert, and I'm going to tell you, Niebert might be a good linebacker, but he doesn't have the wheels to keep up with the Jacob Gathright right there. I mean, that's just one of those things that for Missouri Baptist, they're going to have to clean up as the afternoon goes.
Dover to the near side, Longofuliani in a slot to the near side, and single wide receiver. That's going to be bulky. Also, they throw a ticket to Joseph in the middle, and he's grabbed by the helmet, thrown to the ground at the 35-yard line, picking up 4.
That time, Nick Stempy makes the stop. Nick, a 6'1" sophomore out of St. Louis. Now, this Missouri Baptist team is not one that takes the ball away a whole lot. I mean, they only have 7 turnovers this season, 4 interceptions, 3 fumble recoveries.
Here comes BC, and they'll give it to Dalton, who cuts to the right side. He's going to be right at it, maybe just inches short of the first down marker. The leading tackler for the Spartans, Blake Kite, makes that stop out of Mount Carmel, Illinois. So Raven offensive line is doing a great job, guys. The thing that people underestimate is the youth of this group. They are redshirt freshmen, sophomore, and the only senior, Jacob Nielsen, as a left tackle. Third down, inches. Benedictine at the Spartan 30. Ravens, I suspect, in 4 down territory. Tanner Zimmerman will go to the left side. Witherspoon gets the handoff, and he will cut upfield, pick up the first down, and probably has only about a yard extra.
that time Giovanni Sands makes the stop on the play. But I like that run right there by Dalton Witherspoon. Lower the head, just push forward, get the yard that you needed, keep this drive alive. Now back into the ballgame, you're going to see LeBron Jackson. They'll line up at the slot to the right. Adam Jackson Jr. will be the wide receiver wide to the right side.
And BC's going to give him a little different look in the backfield now. Out of the game goes Dalton Witherspoon and into the lineup, redshirt freshman Sean Wara. Where is your running back, first and 10 BC? They are at the Spartan 29-yard line. Sean will take the handoff, hit in the backfield. And exactly like play number one of that last series, they try to run left. Giovanni Sands comes into the backfield, tackles for a 3 or 4 yard loss because it's like deja vu here.
Yeah, so Giovanni Sands right now is having a good game, right? For a defensive tackle in the middle, he is just being able to get everywhere. And I think some of it is, look next to him, big 97, Anthony Graham is 6'2", 365, really eating up blockers.
Second down, 14, Benedictine at the Spartan 33. Back to throw, throwing deep, downfield, all alone, Longo Fuiana, touchdown Lions, as Jackson Dooley was patient. He let his receiver run the route. And that was a 32-yard touchdown strike, Dooley to Longo Fuiana, and Benedictine stretches its lead now 13-6.
How about this? Jackson Dooley has two passing touchdowns here in the first quarter. The two passes alone, 104 yards.
It's a pretty good start to the game. We still got a long way to go in this opening quarter. Harry Bonke's in. His PAT is up and through, and we've got a timeout on the field. Taking a break here in St. Louis with 4:48 to go in the opening quarter. Where it is now, Benedictine 14, Missouri Baptist 6.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
It's good to have you back with us here this afternoon. Lovely day in east side of the Show Me State. Nice trip across. A lot of traffic. Nothing, you know, that you didn't anticipate. So it was all good.
Loud and clear in the 954.
I like it. And we're in the 314, aren't we? 314 here? Okay, yeah, here we are. 3-1-4. Kick of the way. It's going to land at the goal line and carry him into the end zone and bounce out of bounds over on the far side. It will be a touchback. And once again, we're going to get the Spartans taking over the football with 4:48 to go in the opening quarter. 14-6. BC in front. Yeah, CBC. Look right over there. You can see the roofs of the buildings just right east of us here. We're on the west side of this field. It's north of South Field. We're on the west side looking east. And so, beautiful vantage point behind us, the baseball and softball fields and soccer fields and kind of a park, like a small city park. So, idyllic kind of a setting here. First and 10 to their own 25-yard line. Here come the Spartans. Little wraparound handoff to the running back. He tries the middle, finds no room there, bounces outside, is going to pick up good yardage. It's Darius Morrison. Well, take it across the 30-yard line, picking up about 8. They might even give him 9, just up to the 34-yard line where Blue Kaplinger makes the Raven tackle. He'll bring up a second down and 1. And so far, thus today, that's been kind of a trademark for Missouri Baptist. Good first down runs, leaving him with 2nd and short. QB's back to throw, looking short. Finally has to go short, and it's going to be complete for the first down. He was looking over here on the near side for Gavin Cloud. He was covered by Joel Mavis. And the quarterback didn't want to throw to him. Mavis was close. Then Mavis dropped back to provide a little deeper coverage on a secondary guy, opening Cloud up for that catch. It's a first and 10 now at their own 42-yard line for Missouri Baptist.
That time Joe Burke was able to get into the backfield and get some pressure on the quarterback.
Running back is going to be Darius Morrison, first and 10. Morrison will take the handoff, goes outside, bounces outside, gets to the edge, and is going to be pulled down after a 5-yard gain over here on the near side by Zach Lacombe, the freshman from Round Rock, Texas. How many freshmen? Is there a rule? How many freshmen can you play? Is there a maximum?
Yeah, well, Zach Lacombe is one of those guys filling in today for Jagger, and right there doing a nice job of getting up, making the stop, but Jim, the running back, a gain of 6 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 4 now for Missouri Baptist.
They're a couple of yards short of midfield. QB's back, looking, now throwing left. That's a wobbly pass that is caught at the 30-yard line. Nicely come back for, and a very good catch made by Gavin Cloud. Gus, you talked about him being the leading receiver with 36 catches for 572 yards coming into the game today, and he's been like the go-to guy for Cooper Brown. And yet, if you've got a guy who's going to catch it, you go to that guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, this Missouri Baptist team has only thrown 7 touchdowns this season. Gavin Cloud accounts for 4 of those, so... yeah, he's your best receiver. Throw him the ball more often.
Quickly back to the Raven 27-yard line. The Benedictine defense has been giving up some yards today. The quarterback is back again with plenty of time. Has a man open. Cloud inside the 5. First and goal at the 2.
Dropped it.
Did he drop it?
That time, Luke Kaplinger got his hand in there, and I'm thinking, just rip that hand away from the football as Gavin came down to the ground. But spectacular play right there by Gavin Cloud. He's going to say, tired of running all over. I need a break for a second. He's going to check out of the ball game, and they're going to bring Kevon Gaines in there. Kevon, a 6'3" senior out of Belleville, Illinois, and looking for his first catch of the season.
Belleville, Illinois, not too far from home here. 2nd down. But the thing that is surprising me is how much time Cooper Brown is being allowed by his offensive line. He's got tons of time back here. He'll set up in the pocket again. Now he's going to be chased out and hit and sacked by Cole Johnson. His 5th sack this season.
That time Cole Johnson talked about it, talked to his family before the game, and I told him, hey, I really enjoy watching Cole get after the quarterback because the second he bends the edge, that quarterback's in trouble. And that time he was able to dip under the tackle, bend the edge, and get right after the quarterback. And you look over here to our left, there's a really nice Raven contingent here this afternoon.
Marcellus Griffin is going to check in for Missouri Baptist as they bring in an additional receiver on his 3rd down and 19 call. 2:14, 2:13, running along in the late going of the opening quarter. Ravens in front 14-6 on the road here today. QB back to throw, drops 3 steps. Now he's going to run with it. Now he's going to drop back and think about throwing. Now he's going to be blown up at the 42, and why does he not get rid of the ball? Because Dominic Stone King says, if you're going to stand there with it, I'm going to drill you. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I mean, he got outside the pocket and saw Dominique Stone King get it coming at him. I knew it's 3rd down, but you just got to throw that thing away. And
it's that deer in the headlights thing.
Save yourself some yardage, a big sack right there for Dominique Stone King. And now we're going to see, are they going to punt it? Maybe.
So it's around 4th and probably 20. I'm going to count it 25. And the punter will stand at his own 43-yard line. Snap is back. The boot is away. That's just about right. It's going to land at the 15, bounce and be down at the 5-yard line. That was extremely well executed, and Carl Gammon is down there to cover up that punt. Good job by the special teams for Missouri Baptist to pin Benedictine deep. Ravens have it with a 1:16 to go in the opening quarter. 1st and 10 to their own 5-yard line. The Ravens in front, 14-6.
I like what Carl Gammon did right there. Down the ball to 5, because so many times guys let it try to get that extra hop, and they want to get it down to the 1, and then maybe that thing skips by you. So, hey, stop it at the 5. Another punt inside the 24. Oneida Reed. It'll be his 20th punt inside the 20.
Jackson Dooley standing on the goal line from this pistol formation. And he's going to be back to throw, fires it over to the near side, caught there, and Jay Sean comes up the right side, 10, 15, Jay Sean 20, 25, and Jay Sean finally brought down by 305-pounder Blake Leitzenk. And it's going to be a 1st and 10 BC with a minute left. Blake out of O'Fallon, Illinois. And you'll notice these Missouri Baptist guys, if you check out those hometowns, most of them are from a really pretty near proximity around here.
Ever seen this before?
No. Have you?
Have not.
With a back on either side of him, Jackson Dooley. Back for the snap. Motion left is Witherspoon, but they'll hand off to the right side and cutting into the middle to the 30-yard line. And you got to give total props to the only defender who was in the middle, Nick Stepney, got in there and stopped that play. Otherwise, the Ravens might have gone with that little misdirection play for some pretty fat yards.
Ravens going to bring Jacob Nielsen back into the ball game. They're going to take Trace Madrid out. That time, yeah. And for Missouri Baptist, that's one of those where you start looking around saying, I've not seen any game film of 2 backs in the backfield.
Ravens are going to have to hurry to get this play away. It's where it's a late moment. And now Dooley's pointing at the clock. And he says, no, we're not going to take that snap, coach. We're going to finish the quarter, and that's it. We've got a timeout on the field here in St. Louis, Missouri. First quarter of this afternoon's Raven game is in the book. It is Benedictine 14 and Missouri Baptist 6.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The helicopter circling the field here. Are they trying to not have to pay for a ticket, Gus, and not have to go through the checkpoint where they go through everybody's luggage and baggage and handbags and
get your wristband?
Yeah. Well, apparently maybe they're just going on. So probably that's maybe not necessarily the case. So Ravens going to the second quarter on the road here this afternoon with a 14-6 lead. And we were talking to BC Athletic Director Charlie Gartenmeyer before the game, and congratulations to the girls cross country team who has won the conference crown, and the guys cross country team in the hunt for that. We'll see if we can't figure out very shortly if how that has come out for them. Opening quarter found Jackson Dooley throwing the ball at Gus. Not a lot, but when he threw it just pretty well. 5 of 5, passing the ball in the opening quarter for 146 and 2 touchdowns. And his pass over the middle is going to be caught. 35-40, breaking the tackle 45 up to the 46-yard line. Benedictine, nice catch by Cameron Dover.
That time the Ravens have found something in this secondary that they like, right? As we've seen a lot of passes here in the early going, and when they throw it, I get it. He's down 6 of 6 for 150 yards, but again, there's still those higher percentage passes. These guys are open when he's letting it go.
Sean Wara is your running back, and the Ravens are going to go trips right side. 1st and 10 at their own 46-yard line. Back to throw again, Dooley. Going for the home run. He's got his man. You might as well put that on the board. Touchdown, Ravens. Another long home run strike. Jackson Dooley to Jacob Gathright. This time, 54 yards.
Yeah, so Jacob Gathright has a 72 and now a 54. And can I tell you, when Jackson let go of that ball, I didn't think there was a chance Jacob was going to be able to chase it down. It was just a little far, and somehow able to get his fingertips on it and pull it in. And now we're going to see Harry Balke check in and looking for the PAT.
Harry's stepping up here. He's been pretty good. 45 of 47 coming into the game today. He's already got 2 more this afternoon. And this 3rd PAT of the afternoon is right there, and we're going to take another timeout. First play of the second quarter, and a Ravens strike again. Timeout with 14:18 to go in the half. Now Benedictine 21 and Missouri Baptist 6.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Right now, guys, the head coach, Jason Burianek. There's an extra syllable in there. Okay, that's the one that tricked me. Well, Coach Burianek is also defensive coordinator Burianek, and he's going to have to figure out what to do about covering the Ravens defensively in the secondary.
Yeah, I mean, really it's going to come down to for Missouri Baptist, they're running the ball really well in this ball game. They're doing some good things on offense, but right now it's their defense giving up the big play.
Here's the kickoff. It is high and very short, taken to the 13-yard line. It's straight upfield to the 30, and the ball is loose, and Benedictine. No? I thought BC gets covered up, and now a guy comes scooting in. That was a great headlong dive to rescue that football.
Now, again, you never know who's going to come out of the bottom of that stack, but it looked like Missouri Baptist was able to jump back on, and the officials say it will be Spartan football. Here's the deal. That Raven kick coverage unit has done a great job all season of forcing fumbles, and this time Missouri Baptist able to dive back on it, and Covering it back up is Marcellus Griffin. So, they'll retain possession, mark this thing down at the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Spartans.
And that Benedictine defensive front out there, guys, they have been just so fantastic all season long. And BC goes with that four-man front. First and 10, Spartans at their own 35-yard line. 14-10 to go in the opening half. Receivers, two to the left end, one to the right. Sophomore quarterback Cooper Brown has a running back behind him. Little wraparound handoff. And again, with a little bit of room, it's going to be a really nice run straight ahead for
ball came out of hand.
Ravens are saying that they've come up with it underneath the pile. The officials are hurriedly getting up underneath there. You can tell when the officials get a little excited that something's going on. It's a real play. Ravens are already walking off the field. They say they've gotten it, and the officials say they do. They're going to get off the bottom of here. We're waiting for a final official call. You know the horrible things that are happening at the bottom of that stack right now?
Nothing good.
There is nothing good happening down underneath. And it is. Ask Isaac. It is Raven football down here.
Was Isaac a Spider-Man guy? Because that looked very Spider-Man-esque. Because he kind of got down on the knee and pointed that it's the Raven football. And quickly racing off the field saying, the Ravens have the football. It's going to be Hawkins.
We have never seen the Missouri Baptist offense leave. We've not seen an official indication. The Raven defense has left. And there you have it. The official call, Raven football is BC. They thought they had taken it away two plays before that and had not, but that time there is no mistake. 13:59 to go in the opening half. And Benedictine will begin this series at the Spartan 45-yard line, leading right now 21-6. Next week, the Ravens will be at home for the final game of the regular season. It'll be Senior Day at Wilcox Stadium as Benedictine will play host to Mid-America. 1 o'clock game. Come on up and enjoy it. Of course, you can always listen to it and enjoy it with us here on Care Radio. We're happy to bring you all these Benedictine contests. Happy to have brought you the Edge of the Night game, and we'll be back with the Phoenix next week. Congrats to Coach Smith and his club on an impressive win over Eudora last night in the regional game. Here's a straight-ahead run for BC, and for Dalton Witherspoon, tough going, but he's a tough kind of a runner. Takes it to the 40-yard line, working his way forward for about three. Second down, seven, Benedictine.
So for the Ravens, it's going to be their fourth possession of the ball game, and you stop and look, they've got 21 points. That means the first three have ended in touchdowns. So
BC taking all the time in the world. Still 20 on the shot clock, 23. You've got a new quarterback in the game for Benedictine, too, by the way. It's going to be the freshman, 6'4", Caden Austin. Austin will keep it. He'll go right side, 40, 35, and penalty markers down in the backfield. It's going to be a holding call.
Caden Austin is a big guy out there, right? 6'4", 215-pound freshman, but runs very vertical.
So for the Ravens, a holding penalty. I like how you put like a huge cinder block on top of the paperwork every time you move, Gus. That's a pretty good idea, actually. 13-13 to go in the half. The penalty for Benedictine is going to be assessed, and Wallen's going to be brought back across midfield into Raven territory at the 49-yard line. Where for BC, it'll bring up a second down at about 17. Ravens going right to left across your dial here in the second quarter. BC in the traveling white jerseys, black helmets, black pants, black and red lettering and trim. Snap is back. QB starts to run, now pulls it back. Now he's going to step up, thinking about running again, and he is going to throw late, and it should have been picked off. That was an absolutely unforgivable mistake by the freshman, and the Ravens are extraordinarily lucky that that was not picked off and scored. Caden Austin must never make that play again.
The problem is, Caden Austin's made that mistake once, right?
He
we saw it over at Central Methodist. He threw the pick six, and that time he rolled out of the pocket and was just trying to throw the ball. If you're going to throw it away, throw it out of bounds. Throw it onto the track. Throw it into the crowd. Don't just get it across the line. And again, that's going to be something Coach Osborne will talk to his young freshman about.
Last time it was to the right side. This time it was to the left side. QB's back. little bit of a delayed draw that's going to go for a short yardage. And then Witherspoon's going to break it. 45-40, 35-30. Look at Dalton. It looked like it was going to be good for three. It was good for 23.
Yeah, that time he hit into the middle. He kind of got wrapped up, and then he was able to wiggle himself loose, got into a little open territory, got over there to the far sideline, picks up the first down. What a run right there by Dalton Witherspoon, the sophomore out of Windsor, Missouri.
So for the Ravens, Witherspoon just continues to roll up yards, averaging 6-7 yards a carry. He was averaging at 5.8 before that carry. 11.5 to go in the first half. A 2-touchdown lead for BC, and they threaten again inside the 30-yard line. Left-hand quarterback Austin is back, throws one. It's going to be caught short at the 25-yard line, and Matthew Sanford was backing up. And right now, by the way, guys, you need to understand Benedictine is playing his freshman team, okay? Got your freshman quarterback, got your freshman receiver there. What, three of your offensive linemen out there right now are freshmen? So
you got a sophomore running back.
You do. You do.
So the Ravens going to line Sanford up to the left. Over there to the right is going to be Adam Jackson Jr.
No, you don't. Now you've got a redshirt freshman running back.
Okay.
Another freshman out of the field for Benedictine on the second down 5 call. That is absolutely phenomenal. At the 24-yard line, it's going to be given to Warren. Now the quarterback pulls it back out and drops it, and another error by Caden Austin.
Yeah, Caden's got to make a decision right there. I know it's a read option. I know you're keeping the ball in the gut and then pull it. But you got to make that decision a little quicker, and that time his running back was already by him. And for the running backs, it's a little different feel because, again, you're so used to one quarterback. Now it's a different one. I know you do it in practice, but it's a little different animal today.
Third down 7. Ravens lose a couple of yards on that play. They're at the 25-yard line. Motion's going to come to the right side, and we're going to get a timeout by the defense. Taking it, Neil. We're going to take a break as Benedictine will come back with a third down and long. We've got 10-17 to go in the first half. It is Ravens 21, Spartans 6.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Interesting timeout being exercised here by Missouri Baptist. Gus, do you feel like they felt they had the wrong personnel, or do you think they feel like the Ravens are going to pull something out of the hat that they had maybe seen on film, and they're going to have to tell their defense, hey, when we see this, they can do that? Why did they call that timeout?
Just to get on the same page. I think that, you know, you have your defense out there. I'm going to tell you, you got a few plays in before some of those defensive guys even realized that the Ravens had a different quarterback. So you just kind of get everybody on the same page. It's a third down. You have a shot right here to get a stop.
Third down 7. Back to Bill Austin, looking right, throwing right, and I'm not sure where that was going. I think he was thinking Matthew Sanford was going to get away from his defender who had him wrapped up pretty tightly, and that ball lands, 7-8 yards away from anyone.
Jayshon Todd standing at the front of the end zone going, hey, I'm here.
Let's pass me. And the Ravens, are they going to go for a field goal here? It's going to be a long one, into the wind.
So, they're going to kick one into the wind. It would be Harry Balky. They're going to knock this thing at the 32, so it would be, what, a 42-yard field goal.
And that is his long field goal of the year from 42, but this time into a wind. He will advance, and he was a little off step. Kicks it. It's no good. That thing wasn't even close.
He missed it, so it's probably good that you're going to get a chance to re-kick this.
He had a little stutter step on that thing. Started, then stopped, and then started again.
So false start against the Ravens. So you're going to back it up 5, and here's the deal. He had 5 yards to spare probably on it, but again.
And that false start was probably Harry who stepped forward and then stopped and then continued on with that kicking motion. So he eyes it up, taking that right arm and getting it square with the uprights. Now it'll be a 47-yard field goal. We'll test his range. It is up. It's got the height. It's got the length. And it's good. That was a not a 48-yard field goal, it would have never made it. That was a 47-yard field goal by Harry Balke, and we're taking a break. The wind drove that thing to the ground, but it is good, and we're taking a break. Neil, it's 10-01 to go in the half. Ravens extend their lead, where it's now Benedictine 24 and at Missouri Baptist 6.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
An impressive field goal for Harry Balke, 47 yards into the wind. And I'm not exaggerating. It would not have been good, Gus, from 48. That thing was being knocked down by the wind and fell immediately behind the crossbar.
Can I tell you, when they had the 5-yard penalty, I really thought they would probably send out the unit and punt that thing away.
So Benedictine stretches its lead. It's 24-6 Ravens, and the kickoff is away, high end over end. And like the kick for the field goal, this one is going to be knocked down to the 12-yard line. Return man to the 25. He fumbled his last time up. This time he's going to hang on to the ball as he's down at his own 30-yard line, and it will be first and 10. Nice kick coverage for Benedictine down the field. And here comes Missouri Baptist and sophomore quarterback Cooper Brown.
So let's talk about Cooper Brown real quick, because he has not always been the starter for this team out of Wentzville. Early on in the season, they started with Jordan Simpson. Simpson, 979 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, 10 interceptions this season. They made the switch just a few weeks ago to Cooper.
And the quarterback is going to be from the pistol, running back on his right hand. He's back to throw. Beebe over the middle. It's going to be caught. That was a hard thrown, well-thrown ball. And again, you're going to go to Gavin Cloud. He is your guy, Jackson Hoskins, with the quick tackle, and it's going to be a first down, picking up a dozen on that first and 10 call.
Yeah, that was a good quick pass right there for the quarterback. Again, don't think about much. Find your best receiver and throw it over the middle. He's working against Jackson today.
The running back in the backfield is the tiny Lionel Banks at 5'7" and 180. QB back to throw again. This time he's going to air it out a little bit. He's got a receiver. Clout on the near side. Is he in play? He is covered again on the near side by Jackson Hoskins, and they're throwing at Jackson right now.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure if they're throwing at Jackson or if Jackson just drew the coverage today of the only receiver right now for Missouri Baptist.
Cloud with back-to-back catches has got the ball all the way down near the 30-yard line, and this time they're going to hand it off to Lionel Banks, and the fluorescent Missouri native is going to get a couple of yards. He's got 72 carries for 332 yards this season, one touchdown, one fumble from the fluorescent Missouri sophomore.
Heath Baker makes a stop on the play right there. They're going to give him a couple on the play. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 8. For the Spartan offense.
Running back is on the left hand of the quarterback on this 2nd down 8 call. QB back to throw again. Looks left. Funny time now. It's going to be flushed out of the pocket. Heath is chasing him, and he's just going to throw this out of bounds. And that's what you do. Okay? You got Heath Baker on your heels, and you say, I got to get rid of this thing, and you throw it over there to the track.
I think his defense rolls down into, what is that, corner 2? Is that what you call it in track?
Hey, that would corner? Be, yeah, that would be corner 2.
So, with the incomplete pass, stop the clock with 8:32 left here in the first half of play. It will be now 3rd down 4. Missouri Baptist, 3rd and 7.
We have had absolutely no sunshine yet here today, and a light overcast. QB's back, takes a really deep drop, and that is a well-thrown ball that was caught by his receiver, who Marcellus Griffin makes a very deep waist bow to the crowd after making the reception. Unfortunately, it was not enough for a first down. I mean, it would have been really good if it had been, but it's not.
But it's going to be.
You think?
Yeah, watch this.
Okay.
Officials are going to talk about this, and Isaac is going to give him a first down right here. And he's not happy because what he did was threw his offensive lineman into the quarterback, but he still roughed the quarterback.
Here comes the official call.
personal foul, roughing the passer against the defense. Penalty will be, what, half the distance to the goal assessed after the penalty. So, down to the 14.
And the Raymond coaching staff is asking for an explanation.
I don't think they exactly marked that off correctly, but they're going to take it all the way down to the 11.
It is first and 10. Spartans, they're threatening now. Deep in Raven territory. Running back is Banks. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Goes to the 5-yard line. Dropped at the 5-yard line. I tell you what, he took shot from both sides. The officials are running over. He's still on the ground.
That
had hurt.
Didn't look great the way he got hit right there. And he nods to the official and says, I'm all right. I've been hit harder than that this season.
Here's the deal. Cooper Brown, 6'3", 200 pounds. He's a sophomore. So here's the deal. When you're 19 years old, you're kind of invincible.
Yeah.
Nothing can hurt you. But except his coach is saying, you got to come out. I know I'm taking you out of the game. He's going to bring Jordan Simpson back in to take his first snap of the game. And Cooper Brown is walking off to say a little woozy, I think is fair.
He said, this game's in Atchison today, right?
I want emos for supper. That's what he said.
Jordan Simpson is into the ballgame. Jordan, 6'3", 230-pound junior out of Norwalk, California.
He can carry the ball a little bit, too. I mean, he can rush. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns on the season already. Second down and 5 at the 6. QB's back, flushed out, and he's going to throw it out of bounds. See, again, that was a nice play, smart play by Jordan Simpson. Heath Baker chasing him. And here's the thing with Simpson. Very different kind of quarterback. He's a big guy. I mean, you look at him and you might even think lineman. I mean, he's wide at the shoulder and at the hip.
He's a little more Ben Roethlisberger built,
yeah,
right?
Maybe.
Just a little thicker.
Yeah.
So the Ravens going to bring in their pass rusher, Cole Johnson, on this third down. So the Ravens believe that Missouri Baptist is going to try to throw this ball.
Running back is Banks. QB is back. Gonna throw. Going left. Fade pattern. Back of the end zone. Batted away by Jackson Hoskins. The receiver was interference. Jackson spun in the air, threw a hand up, and slapped the ball to the ground. Big volleyball move.
Yeah, what a job right there by Jackson Hoskins. Able to knock that thing away, and now we're going to see the field goal opportunity from Jonah Cox.
Jonah has missed a PAT already today. He has 6 of 9 field goal kicking on the season with a long of 46. He's also missed a field goal today, right?
Yeah, had that one blocked.
He had a block, that's right. The placement at the 17, and he rockets that one through there. There's no question about it. They'll be chasing that football for hours. We're taking a break. 7.5 to go in the second quarter here in St. Louis, where it's Benedict at 24 and Missouri Baptist 9.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Well, for the Benedictine Ravens, again, it was a bend, not break, kind of a possession for BC's defense as Missouri Valley was able to march that thing downfield, got close to the end zone, but unable to punch it in. And in the process, guys may or may not have lost the services of their starting quarterback today, Cooper Brown, who went out after a big hit down around the 5-yard line. And I'm sure they're giving him a bit of a look-see here on the near side. The subsequent kick is away in over end. That's really high, really deep, and Jacob's going to take it. He's bringing it out from 8 yards deep. Oh, my. Gathright to the 20, 30, 40. Penalty marker sale. Gathright near the 45-yard line. Wow. Jacob Gathright, 8 yards deep in the end zone, and came out with it.
Well, Jacob Gathright has a 72-yard touchdown reception, a 54-yard touchdown reception. He said, let's see if we can do like 108 on the return. And on the return, we're going to get a penalty around the 26-yard line. You got to expect that to be a hold against the Ravens.
So Jacob's still probably looking a 200-yard half? Because we're only midpoint of the second quarter right now.
Jacob Gathright, yeah, three catches for 144 yards. And if you would have been able to include that punt return or that kickoff return, they had really good field position.
Here's our referee.
Blocking the back against the Ravens. So, all right, let's talk about the official and his microphone today.
Yeah, they were trying that earlier, right?
So he brought his own, right? He didn't want to use the stadium microphone. He said, I've got my own. We're going to use it. Well, they've kind of struggled to get his own microphone to work today. At halftime, he may use the Missouri Baptist microphone.
Well, we'll see how it all goes, right? It's a work in progress.
So for the Ravens, this will be their fifth possession of the afternoon. They've scored on all four, three touchdowns and a field goal up to this point. You're going to see Jackson Dooley back running the ball club here.
And very wide to the left side. Benedictine is going to run out one and now two receivers. They're going to add a man to the backfield. And here's a wraparound handoff. Witherspoon, he's going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage. He's going to get little, if anything, out of that. That was an extremely complicated alignment that took a lot of time and a lot of shifting and ultimately gained nothing. You take that page of the playbook, you rip it out, and I've got a campfire that I'm going to light tonight. You could use me, help me, you'd light it with that.
See? Probably not a bad idea. That time, a whole lot of, yeah, I think you call that window dressing. So, it'll bring you second and 10, 6:50 left here in the first half.
BC is very, very wide to the left side, slot to the left. Two also to the right side, the short side of the field. And you got Jackson back in at the quarterback spot. He'll throw to a man out of the backfield. It's a very low pass, taken at the ankles or the shoe tops and able to weave his way ahead for maybe a couple of yards, little if any more than that. BC on the catch and short run by Gathright looks at his third and eight.
Anthony Graham makes the stop. Anthony, just a large man out there. 6'2", 365.
Ravens have their third running back of the afternoon in the game. Now you'll find junior Jonah Roberts out of Windsor, Missouri, 6 foot tall, 185 pounds. He's going to be on the right hand of quarterback Jackson Dooley. Third down long. Dooley is back. Looks left, nothing. Looks right, nothing. And now as he's going to be tackled at the goal line, he got rid of the ball. And
Was there
somebody close, or how did they figure that?
I would say there was nobody close. He was out of the pocket, and it did get to the line of scrimmage. So I'm going to guess he'll get away with it because he met the two of those criteria.
And so for Benedictine, first time this game that they were not able to put together a drive, and they're going to be punting it out of the end zone where Cullen Bruner is going to be, oh, gosh, you know, right about the goal line, maybe at the one or so when he kicks this ball away. Single return man is going to be Joseph White. Joseph out of Blue Springs, Missouri for Missouri Baptist. Joseph standing at his own 45-yard line awaiting a punt from Cullen. It is back. Bruner was so good last week, and this one is going to be high and fair caught at the 47-yard line. Good field position for Missouri Valley to begin this series with 5:46 to go in the opening half. It is a 24-9 Benedictine lead, first and 10, Baptist.
I'd like to be in Marshall today.
Is that right?
There we go.
Oh, mercy. Well, these things happen.
We'll get there. So, for Missouri Baptist, this will be the sixth time they touched the ball. The last time they had it, they were able to get a 22-yard field goal out of Jonah Cox. Missouri Baptist also going to get the ball to start the second half.
Can you believe that the total yards for these two teams is virtually identical right now? I mean, there's very, very little difference. Here's a handoff to the running back who's going to be stood up as he crosses the line of scrimmage and going to fall forward for very, very little yardage. Nicely done in the middle for Benedictine on the tackle of Darius Morrison by Zach Lacombe. So Darius Morrison from right up the road here, transfer out of Lindenwood and hometown kid out of St. Charles, Missouri. Second down, 8 yards short of the 50-yard line for the Spartans. Spartans 0-3 in the Conference South Division. They are 1-7 on the season. Back to throw. Quarterback looking around. Now, running out of time, he's going to step out of the pocket. He's going to run the ball himself and come over to the near side. The Ravens are going to be called for a hit out of play. And that is going to be the second time Gus Benedictine is going to be called for a
15-yard roughness penalty one a little bit ago against the quarterback, and now this hit on the near sideline. Both of those really helped Missouri Baptist to put points on the board. They were both instrumental in those drives.
Yeah, so the last one was able to put them down to the 11-yard line. This one will take the ball from near midfield and mark it all the way down to the 33-yard line. So instead of a 15-yard penalty, it's a 17-yard penalty. And so these officials, I'm not sure, great at their math today. So that'll be first down for the Spartans.
QB, wraparound handoff to Morrison. He'll get outside and pick up about three. Still short of the Raven 30-yard line. Tackle by again, Zachary Lacombe. He's having a big day today.
Yeah, Zachary Lacombe's the guy who has been called upon to kind of fill that Jagger blue ball role, and right now he's doing a really nice job here in the first half.
Well, it's some very tall, long-legged director-type chairs. I've got kind of that Cecil B. DeMille thing going on, you know, here this afternoon. I feel like, you know, I'm directing this whole thing when, in fact, I'm just happy to be here and watching. Benedictine leading at 24-9. Second down, 8 for Missouri Baptist at the Raven 32-yard line. Again, Cooper Brown back to throw, backing up, chased out. Now there's a hold, no penalty. Brown rolls left. He's got a lot of running room down the left side. Gets to the 30 and, you know, dance out of bounds. And he will be close to the first down. Mark, I don't know how far down they're going to mark him at the, they're going to give him 26.
26,
yeah. So, Cooper Brown showing some pretty good speed and was elusive enough to roll away from the pressure and get outside and take it up the left sideline in front of the Raven bench.
It'll be 3rd and 3 right now for Missouri Baptist.
Zachary Lacombe coming out of the game, and it's going to be Dominic Stone King checking in for Benedictine in the secondary. 3rd down and 3 at the BC 26-yard line. Quarterback one step, drop passes Beebe over the middle, batted away. Two defenders had gotten in front of the ball. Had the first one, Carson Anderson, not knocked it away from Gaines. The second one was going to.
Yeah, the second one was Dominique Stone King from behind. And now we're going to see Jonah Cox back in to attempt another field goal.
Jonah's working hard today, man.
Yeah, so he's got a missed field goal. He's got a blocked PAT. He's got a field goal that was connected on for 22 yards. Now, this one going to be from, they don't have enough players out there.
That's not true. They don't have 11.
They have enough.
They've got enough. You can play with 10. Here we go.
So now they're going to line this up and attempt a kick from, what, 43?
Yep.
Now they're going to call a timeout.
Running out of time. That was just a mess. And we're going to hang on to it here, Neil, because after this field goal, we will likely be taking our break. We're at 3:38 to go in the opening half. Benedictine in front, 24-9. And if you'll remember, very short time ago, Jonah Cox absolutely drilled that field goal from a little bit closer range because he's got the strong leg. He's got a breeze behind him. It is not a brisk wind, but it's a little bit of a light breeze out of the northwest, helping to keep the afternoon a little bit cool here in the STL. Overcast skies, lightly overcast. It's very bright. Certainly enough, the lights are not on. It would not help. But these lights, by the way, are identical to the ones we saw at Mission Valley as they point straight down to the ground.
Yeah.
And one at
the
bottom and each side pointing
up. We should talk to a light salesman about what those lights going up are.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. There's a good, absolutely good technical reason. I know.
So Jonah Cox now 7 of 11 for field goals this season. Going to line up for his 12th one right here.
And after the miss earlier, he is 16 of 19 with PATs. The ball will be held by backup quarterback. Well, I don't know if he's a backup now. We haven't seen Cooper Brown come back out. And now they're going to go for it. On 4th down and 3, the kicking unit comes off. And Missouri Baptist is going to put the offense back out on the field. So they will go on 4th down, 4th and 3 at the 26. Simpson's back, looking, plenty of time, throwing, has a man wide open. It's a cut inside the 5-yard line. Absolutely undefended Cameron Sloan with the easy, easy catch at 1st and goal.
That time the Ravens didn't get any pressure on the quarterback, and Jordan Simpson had plenty of time to scan the field, step up in the pocket, find Cameron Sloan just shy of the goal line.
Morrison the running back, Simpson the quarterback. Simpson will keep it, cut into the middle, bear hugged at the 5, wrapped up and dropped by Carson Anderson. Here's the deal. I thought Simpson was going to go in. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, Carson Anderson grabs him around the waist and just pulls him over.
Now the Ravens have a defender that's little slow to get up after that play.
Patrick's going to run out there and give him a little bit of a look. 2:56 to go, just in time, 3 minutes left in the opening half. 24-9, Benedictine in front. And tell you what, we can just maybe take a little bit of a look at the other games going on around the conference right now. We'll just see if we can update any of those. Here we go. Around the conference here this afternoon, we've got Graceland in a, just going into the fourth quarter, leading Culver Stockton 34-0. So Graceland's going to get another win here late in the year. A minute before halftime finds Mid-America in front of Missouri Valley, 14-7. So the same score. Clark leads Peru State with a minute to go in the half, 14-7. Baker leads Central Methodist with a minute to go in the half, 31-7. And Grandview at halftime in front of Penn, 21-3. So, probably no surprises.
Yeah, Grandview game is a little closer than I anticipated.
Here we go from the 5-yard line. Handoff running back, a little stutter step, and he is going to be close to the end zone. They think he's in, and he is. Touchdown, Missouri Baptist at 2:45 to go in the half. Spartans back on the board.
That time, a 5-yard touchdown run for Darius Morrison, and for Morrison, it's going to be his 6th rushing touchdown of the season.
And another effort coming in on the PAT for Jonah Cox. Yeah, that was a good call by the coaching staff to say, hey, you know what, we're gonna go on 4th down there a minute ago and try to get some points on the board. Here's another just screaming PAT that is up and good. And with that, Neil, we're going to take a timeout. Let's enjoy the break. We're at the 2:45 mark of the opening half. It is now Benedictine 24 and Missouri Baptist 16.
Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
So Benedictine with his kick return unit out of the field. And, Gus, do you think that during that, that subsequent time on the sideline that they said to Jacob, it's okay to bring it out from 8 yards deep, or did they say, don't do that again? Or, what, or did they say anything at all?
Don't say anything. Right. Jacob's enough of a playmaker. He's been doing this enough that you just say, hey, you
whatever
you
feel. And here's the kick. Gathright will take this a yard deep and race up the right sideline, 20. Hit at the 25, down at the 26, maybe 27-yard line. So as he brings it up the numbers on the far side, BC is going to have the football with 2:38 left in the opening half, leading it by 8.
This time we'll see the Ravens with, I'm just scanning, it is going to be Jackson Dooley back in the ballgame for this drive. So the only possession of the ballgame where the Ravens didn't score was that last one where they ran Caden out there.
Here comes Benedictine. 2 to the left and 1 to the right. Jackson Dooley. You've got Sean Wara as your running back. He stays in to block. Dooley will throw to the near side. He's got a receiver over here. And not a great pass. It was very catchable, but Matthew Sanford had to go way to the side and reach out and get it. He picked up the catch. He picked up the first down, but a better thrown ball would have picked up twice the yardage.
Matthew Sanford will step out with 2:32 left here in the first half. Now the clock continues to roll.
BC at its own 37-yard line, first down and 10.
For Benedictine, only their 9th first down of the afternoon.
Sean Warren is going to switch over to the right side of the QB. Motion will come to the right. They'll hand it over to Jay Sean. Oh, Warren with a huge block. Jay Sean to the 40, 50. Jay Sean going to be pulled down just shy of the 45-yard line. Nice run for Todd. And it's good to see him getting out of the field, even though he's out there on some, you know, limited snaps. Earl Gray with the stop for the Spartans. BC advances the chains.
Yeah, you talk about Jay Sean Todd. That's the second time we've seen him out there today, but it's good to see him just kind of work in a little bit, kind of dealing with some injuries this season.
I believe the Ravens have three timeouts left, although the board says the Spartans do have three, and they don't. Here's a handoff Gathright. He'll sweep to the left side. You grab an ankle, pulls through it, and gets inside the 35-yard line to the 34, and another Benedictine first down.
What a job right there for the Raven leading blocker. That was Sean Wara out there, able to deliver a punishing block and able to allow Jacob to turn the corner, pick up the first down. The clock continues to run with a minute 30 left in the first half.
Sean did the same thing on the right side a moment ago for Jay Sean, and now out here, I mean, he is outstanding at helping his fellow running backs by giving them some blocks. Here comes Zimmerman. I'd like to see him get his hands on the ball a little bit more. First down call. Back to throw is Dooley. Steps up in the pocket. He wants Zim. He's got the 10 to 5. Touchdown, TZ. And the Ravens with a minute 9 to go in the half. Go up 30 to 16.
32-yard touchdown pass right there by Jackson Dooley. But again, the one thing that's going to go unnoticed, Sean Wara stepped up, picked up the blitzing linebacker, just stonewalled him at the line of scrimmage. Gave Jackson plenty of time to find Tanner Zimmerman in the end zone for his fifth touchdown of the year.
Another PAT effort coming up here for Harry. It is down. It is up. It is good. Neil, as quickly as that, another break is in the offing. With a minute 9 to go in the opening half, the Ravens waste no time getting back into the end zone. It's now Benedictine 31 and Missouri Baptist 16.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here with a minute 9 to go in the opening half. Tell you what, Gus, a lot of teams, and this is one of them, they're a lot, one of the small things that happens with teams that separates the really good teams. And what Benedictine did right here, late in the half, a lot of teams say, I'm going to just be very conservative. I'm just going to get into the locker room. But Benedictine's like, my offense is good enough. I'm going to go down. I'm going to score one more time and then go into the, into the break up two touchdowns. So the Ravens with that confidence to be aggressive offensively. The kickoff is going to bounce out of bounds at the 3, and it will be Missouri Baptist football on the touchback.
Penalties have been a little bit of a thing for Benedictine today, right? Right now, how about this? In the first half, Benedictine has 7 penalties for 86 yards. That's not even including what's going to happen here. For Missouri Baptist, only 1 penalty today. Turned out to be a 13-yarder.
Now, if you like offense, you're probably going to be really happy with this game. I mean, there's quite a few points, okay, 31 to 16. That's quite a few points, right, at halftime. But you've also got to understand, we are well on our way to 1,200 yards of offense between these two teams today. We're over 600 right now, and we've got a minute to go in the half.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at Jackson Dooley. He has 1 incomplete pass right now. He's 10 of 11 for 264 and 4 first half touchdowns.
Here's your running play in the backfield. Now, that's not going to add any yardage. As a matter of fact, might lose one.
That's so. Fabian Njika makes the stop. Now, Ravens going to call a timeout.
Yeah, Benedictine has 3. And again, I think the Spartans really have 2 timeouts left. I think that when they were down here a little bit ago and decided to go, pull the kicking unit out and go for the 4th down play, they used one of those timeouts. So I believe each team now has 2 remaining with 58 seconds on the clock before halftime.
If you're Missouri Baptist right here, originally you wanted to be a little conservative, I think, and just get to the locker room. Now you're going to have to get maybe a little more aggressive because you're going to want to pick up a first down right here. Benedictine trying to utilize their timeouts right now because you already know what they're going to do. Is they're going to try to come after the punter and try to block another punt this season. If not, their touchdowns today have been 72, 32, 54, and 34. All right, so 32 yards is their closest touchdown of the day.
We're at a minute now. Didn't that change when there was just like 58 seconds or something a second ago? Anyway, a minute to go in the half. It is second down 10 And Missouri Baptist will go straight into the middle for two. And the Ravens are going to kick that, yes, quickly that next time out at 54, 53, 52. They're not stopping the clock. They're going all the way to 52. And I know they're going to tell them to put some more time back up again. It's going to go to 54 probably. And the Ravens will utilize their second timeout of the first half. And you're right, guys. BC's going to get their hands on the ball again.
Yeah, so they're going to put four more seconds on, put it back to 56.
56.
The White Hat had indicated right there. Yeah, but again, Benedictine got close a couple times with Baker last week to blocking a punt, and so I think that today they'll try to come after the punter again.
Did I hear his on-field microphone working right there?
I thought so.
Same thing. I thought so. Congratulations to Coach Smith and the Phoenix last night. A resounding win and another 50-point game for Atchison this season. And next Friday night, we will have them here on Q-Radio. It will be Atchison and maybe a surprise visitor to town.
Yeah, we're going to see the Chieftains of Tonganoxie.
Yeah. A lot of people are kind of penciled in Chanute for that, but that is not what happened. Tonga winning that game, so Atchison, Tonganoxie Friday night. Third down, 8 for Missouri Baptist from their own 37. Little handoff, the hit in the backfield and dropped very quickly. Carl Gammon Jr. He will lose a couple of yards back to the 35. Benedictine will use its final timeout, and at 49 seconds left in the half, it is going to bring up a fourth down and 10 call.
Okay, so talking about the punters for Missouri Baptist, whether it's Jaden George or Oneida Reed, neither one have had a punt blocked this season. With that being said, Benedictine's blocked, five punts already this year? Blake Dapkus, 3 weeks ago, was the National Player of the Week as he blocked two himself. So, again, I think if you're Benedictine, you're coming after the punter here with 51 seconds.
I'm watching Isaac Anderson out there. If the game's not going on, I'm just watching Isaac because watching him is maybe as much fun as watching anything that happens out on the field at any given point. He is a great individual, tremendous guy, great team leader. Okay. And,
definitely an emotional leader out there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he brings it for this team. And you know what? Everybody listens to him.
All right.
51 seconds left here and the Ravens there. They've got a single man back for the return.
Okay. So they're going to take Dapkus, and they're kind of tucking him in. He's the second guy in from the left right there.
See, there's a little gap right there, too.
No.
And that tackle's got to decide, who am I picking up? The motion will overpower that side, and they are not going to go for the block. They're going to go for the return. It is a high-spinning kick. Fielded by Benedictine at the 20. Cutting back to the right side and nowhere to go. Tackle is going to be back around the 20-yard line. And for the Ravens, 39 seconds to go, and they got a couple of plays left.
And now you got to start thinking in the back of your mind whether you really want to push this. I think you probably do, but, yeah, 39 seconds.
Here's the deal. For BC's offense, they have been long strike capable today.
Yeah. And we've talked about the long touchdowns already today here in this ball game, and you've got Jackson Dooley today, 10 of 11, 264 first half passing yards, 4 touchdowns. Completion percentage sounds like Tua with 91%.
So he's going to throw for 500 today. He's back to throw, goes over the middle, and I pass it a little bit high and out of the reach of his intended receiver over here. It's going to go incomplete for Benedictine. Kind of looking for LeBron, but Jackson couldn't reach it. LeBron is 6'2", so you know it's a bit of a high pass when he can't haul that thing down. Clock stops, 34 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, Jacob Gathright is going to be the lone receiver wide to the right over there.
You're hearing a little bit of wind sound there. The wind might have picked up a little bit from the clouds kind of bouncing around, or the flag kind of bouncing around. Clouds are still here. Here's another deep pass right side. He's got his man Gathright across the 50, out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Benedictine, first and 10. That was a long pickup of about 30.
The official's kind of confused as to where to set the ball down.
It's at the 46. They're close right there. BC quickly back over it. You talked about the fact the clock doesn't stop now. And here's another pass down the right side. He's going Gathright, nearly hauls it in with one hand. That was a spectacular effort. And I think Jacob is a little disappointed in himself for having not caught it, and no one expected that you possibly could have made that reception.
That time the defender, Rondell Messer, was step for step with Jacob Gathright, and Jacob couldn't haul it in. It's going to be an incomplete pass. He'll step off the field with 21 seconds left.
That was a bit of an OBJ move, right, with that single hand reaching out there trying to stick that ball. 21 seconds ago, back to throws. Julie setting up, throwing left side, and nearly picked off. And I'm not sure just what happened on the near side. He was looking for Joseph over here, who kind of had stopped on the route.
He got a penalty marker.
Oh, there it is, right in the middle, where you'd expect to hold.
I would say you'd expect holding.
Are we on the landing path for Lambert or something here? Because there's aircraft going right over the top of the stadium. There we go. So for Benedict, and the long penalty is going to push this thing way back.
What did you call?
Face mask.
Ah, okay. I just heard the 15-yard penalty.
Yeah,
so.
You call it a face mask penalty against Benedictine. It's over now with 15 seconds left and a second down at 25. You know, for the Ravens, you go deep. They're still spread out. They're not in any kind of a tight formation.
And they don't have Jacob in. I wouldn't be shocked if he handed to Witherspoon here.
Like that?
Yeah.
Little wraparound handoff Witherspoon. A little stiff arm, but he's going to be run out of bounds for, what, the loss of five? So that's not going the direction that you want to go. 7 seconds left in the half.
Jacob quickly walks over, and he's standing right next to Coach saying, hey.
I'll go ahead. I got one more in me here before halftime. And we'll see what the Ravens are going to bring in. They're going to leave Witherspoon in the backfield. They're going to have Adam Jackson wind to the left side. You're going to fill a slot over here to the near side with Balky. Going to have receivers to the right also. Joseph's over there, and I think that's going to be maybe Cameron over there. Third down, and the Ravens are going to take a knee, and it's halftime. We'll be back here in St. Louis to summarize the opening half for you as they head for the locker room. It's the Benedictine Ravens 31, Missouri Baptist 16.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Gear Radio 93.7, Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, it's good to be with you this afternoon. It's the Benedictine Ravens. Guys have never trailed in the ball game. They have scored 31 first half points, and some of them have been absolutely stunning and thrilling plays. 31-16 BC in front as they make their way out of the stadium and head for the locker rooms beneath the stands here today.
Yeah, so here in the first half, Benedictine has had 7 possessions. They've walked away with 4 touchdowns, a field goal, a punt, and got to half right there on that last possession where they really tried to do something with it, got the face mask penalty, backed them up, and then decided, yeah, let's not. Taking a look at the stats in the first half, Benedictine ran 32 plays for 358 yards. That is an 11.2 yards per play type average. Right now, though, Missouri Baptist, not bad themselves. 42 plays, 274 total yards of offense. That's, what, 6.5 yards per play. Penalties?
Brutal.
Yeah.
Just not good.
Not been great. They ran away from me. Penalties. 8 penalties for Benedictine, 101 yards. For Missouri Baptist, 1 penalty, 13 yards. Benedictine has rushed the ball for 57 today, while Missouri Baptist has run the ball 93 yards today.
See, for BC, this is really a a change from what we've seen over the course of the last two, maybe 3 weeks, where the Ravens passing the ball, and they have, and they've been successful, but they have really, really run the ball skillfully. But today, Dalton Witherspoon, 8 carries for 30, and one of those is a 23-yard run, so that leaves you 7 for 7.
Look at the yards per completion. All right, Benedictine is really trying to stretch the field today, and there must be something that they see in that secondary that they really like. Yards per completion, Benedictine 25.1 yards per completion. Missouri Baptist, though, they've been able to throw the ball pretty well themselves. 16.4 yards per reception here today. Leading receiver for Missouri Baptist is Gavin Cloud, 6 catches, 94 yards for Benedictine here. They are led by Jacob Gathright, who has 5 receptions, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns. And can I tell you, he would have caught that last one and been at halftime with over 200 yards of receiving. I mean, he's one of those guys who is going to push towards national type player of the week.
Well, it's going to be an interesting second half for the Ravens. They're going to go to that locker room saying, you know what, we struck early and we've struck from a lot of different places. We want to get the Ravens want to get 60 today.
You can do it. Yeah. I mean, 31 here at the half. They've looked really well. It just kind of depends on what changes Missouri Baptist makes in the second half.
Now, for me, for the Ravens, as much as I think that they want to get to 60 and can get to 60, I think that another thing they really want to do is not allow over one second half score for Missouri Baptist, because the defense has been playing well, and yet somehow has given up quite a lot of yardage and 16 first half points.
Yeah, they've given up some yardage. They've given up some points. You know, the other thing I think that really right now Coach Cook and Coach Osborne would like to see in the second half, their defense just get out of here healthy.
Yep.
Because, I mean, they have been struggling to keep guys healthy right now, and so, again, been beat up. They would like to get out of this game, get to next week, a win, and you know, let the chips fall where they may. You're hoping for possibly that first round bye in the playoffs, but again, you can't stumble between here and there.
Spartan dance team entertaining the crowd at halftime, and we're going to entertain you with a little halftime conversation. We'll be back during the second half live, but right now, from the STL with your intermission score, Benedictine 31, Missouri Baptist 16. Back we go to Neil in the K-Radio Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Got Jay Sean Todd with us, Benedictine football player. Jay Sean, how you doing, young man? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. We're going to start the conversation off. I like to get a little Jay Sean biography. Tell me about home, where you're from, and things like that.
I'm from Los Angeles, California, the San Fernando Valley, to be exact. California. Grew up, nice family, nice mom. I had a great life coming up, so yeah.
Got siblings?
I have a sister, yes. Older sister, about 25, birthday coming up this September 9th, actually.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Was she an athlete when she was in school?
She was a cheerleader, yes. So,
there you
go.
Competitive
cheer, yep. I cannot say that. It's not a sport. She would kill me for that.
So she got the looks in the family. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Well, that's my twin, actually.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about, obviously, high school. There was a little high school football went on, right? Tell me what your position was, what you played there.
Honestly, it's kind of transparent to what I do now. Bit everywhere, athlete. I got to do the Wildcat, but mostly receiver. They aligned me up in the backfield a little bit, too. So a little bit of what I do now, yeah.
And what was the name of the high school?
I went to a couple of high schools, actually. Started off at Golden Valley, transferred to Alamany, and then I finished up at Oaks Christian.
Okay.
My senior year.
And what was the mascot, Oaks Christian?
Lions. We were the Lions.
There you go. Were you any good? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. That
really?
Was, yeah, that was a great school. Great school, great coach. Shout out Coach Collins. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any of your teammates from that high school team go on playing college ball somewhere now?
I got a lot of boys, especially from Allegheny. Shout out to them. A lot of boys at SC, Oregon State, Oregon. I could keep going on and on. Yeah, Stanford. They got a lot of guys out there that got out. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Okay. Today, a lot of coaches will tell kids, don't just pick one sport. Play a little bit of everything, you know, while you're in high school and just experience them all. Did you play every sport? I mean, were you, like, each season doing something?
Not in high school, but growing up, yes. I did travel basketball, AAU basketball. I got to have a lot of experience there, a lot of great times there, traveling outside different states. Track was a big one, track and field. I did that growing up. But that is one thing I would push for other people that I did not get to do in high school or did not really pursue. Definitely do multiple sports. Do everything you can do. Track was one thing that I wish I would have stuck with going into high school, but I stopped going into my ninth grade year.
Now, you obviously got to Benedictine to play football, but
sure.
I would think a guy with your skill set had some opportunities to go to a lot of places. I would think that, you know, there were schools talking to you. How did you pick Benedictine? Tell me a little bit about how the recruiting, who called you? How did you end up coming to Atchison, Kansas from Los Angeles?
Man,
this has got to be a great story,
yeah,
I got to feel
it
like.
It puts a smile on my face already, just thinking about it. But yeah, I did get the chance to talk to a lot of D1 coaches, D1 scouts, recruits, whatever you may call it. And then once COVID hit, all that, you know, kind of went out the door. And that's when I got the call from Coach Hauser. That's my guy right there. Coach Hauser, he called me, and the talks weren't just about football. It was about life. It was about who I was trying to become, what I was doing to become that person, and what I could do once I do get that role. So he plays a big part and played a big part at that time in me coming out here. He got me on a visit in early February. I came out here, and then the rest is history.
Okay, we got to stop right there. Southern California guy comes to Atchison, Kansas in February.
4 degrees.
Had you ever felt that cold in your life?
4 degrees, never in my life, never in my life. I was bundled up, though. The snow was pretty, though. I liked it. You know, I was new to it. It wasn't windy, so it was a nice day. There's just snow coming down. I couldn't see the field. I didn't see the field, actually, until I came out here for fall camp. So the snow was covered. But it was pretty out here. I cannot lie to you.
So what was it about Benedictine that made you say, you know what, I've seen some other places, and I guess you'd gone to some other places, right?
Yes,
you know, you made some other visits. How'd you pick this?
Honestly, coming out here, having dinner at Willie's, seeing, like, the town spirit, seeing how everybody supports everybody out here, a familiar face out here goes a long way. Conversations are easy out here. People really are genuine. And it's definitely a change of pace from Los Angeles, obviously. Slower change of pace. People are mindful of you out here rather than just, you know, kind of walking past you. People make sure to say anything. So the hospitality out here is unmatched. And my family felt that as well as I did. So definitely just appreciated that and wanted to build off of that.
Does your family get an opportunity? I mean, this is a long trip. Do they ever get a chance to come and watch you?
Multiple times. So they came out for Morningside this year, obviously. You know, that was a very big game. First game of the season, they came out to support me. And I think they'll be out on the 28th. I forget which game that is, but they'll be out again to come see me again. But, yes, they come out whenever they can. And it's always a great turnout, always a great game, too.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the academic side. Tell me about your major, your field of study.
Yes, sir. Starting off, I wanted to be a nurse. That didn't really go as well. I don't do well with blood, so I had had a wake-up call.
That was out.
Transitioned into business management, and then now I'm pursuing a minor in exercise science.
Okay. So we've got Jayshon Todd with us, wide receiver, kick return guy, kind of do it all. You like to do it all?
I do. Wherever you need me, I can probably do it for you.
And that's one of the things Coach Osborne has given you the opportunity. I mean, let's be real candid. You're blessed with the great speed, and you can move. I mean, you're an elusive guy and not easy to catch, so it's got to be kind of fun to get out and do that.
Yeah, it definitely is, especially when the coaches put trust and comfortability in you. It allows you to be, you know, kind of myself, you know. So it's really no hiccups. I got to come in, play free, and then they just feed that confidence into me so that all I can do is build off of it.
Now, when you were a young man, did you see somebody? What was it, a coach or maybe a family member or maybe an athlete, somebody who you kind of modeled yourself after, maybe mentored after, somebody that you set up as kind of a role model?
I have two. I have one that is a friend from back home. His name is Jalen Lewis. I got to watch him a lot.
Tell me about him. What's he do? What's he about?
Oh, my goodness. So that was probably the best athlete I've ever seen to this day. I was a freshman. He was a senior at Golden Valley. He could do everything, and I mean everything. Speed, return, go catch a deep ball, turn a slant into an 80-yard catch, and then kind of a bigger role model at Tavon Austin. Tavon Austin, a guy out of West Virginia, he had a great career there, went to the NFL, had a great career there as well. I think he's still playing to this day, but I watch his highlights before every game. So
is that right?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Is it a little inspiration?
Yeah, big inspiration, yes, sir.
Okay, so a SoCal kind of a guy. What are we talking now that they're gone? I mean, Raiders fan, Rams fan, where you at?
I'm actually not an NFL guy. I have players that I watch, but Ohio State is the team.
Is that right? The Ohio State.
Yes, sir. The Ohio State.
And how'd you pick a Big Ten team?
That's my dad. My dad's from Ohio originally.
Ah.
And then he's kind of just fed that into me, dotting the I, all the good stuff. And just watching all the great players that come out of there and continue to come out of there. It's just exciting to watch them play every time.
So we got to hate Michigan then.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about the team up north.
There's nothing wrong with that. You got to have the ones you like and the ones that you got to pull against, you know.
Now. You already know.
Yeah, I got you. Well, you've had, you know, guys on the field that you have as role models. And, you know, here on this team, this coaching staff, there's just fantastic guys here. And there's a real solid Southern California flavor to the coaching staff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Coach Hauser, he's a guy from San Diego, so that was very easy to connect with him. Coach Barraza, both Barrazas, actually, they're from San Diego. And Coach Leonard, he's from Arizona, so I kind of consider him close to us. So, but yeah, it's a lot of guys that, you know, kind of have that feel, that Southern feel. So it's very comfortable with me coming in here, getting to know everybody.
Now, you came in, you know, you made a little visit, but you never know how things are going to go. Right. Is this what you thought it was going to be when you got here now?
This is better than what I could ever imagine, honestly. Coming out here, I was nervous. You know, it's new. Midwest, never really been to the Midwest all that much. So coming out here and then getting COVID, that was a jump scare as well. Getting COVID and then jumping right into a game. But that game, the whole time, everybody taking care of me, it kind of showed me that I was in the right place. People were looking out for me left and right, and nothing's changed. So most definitely.
So your friends back home who say, wow, Jayshon went to Kansas. I mean, do they think that we're out here riding horses and sitting in wagons and
I
stuff?
I get a lot of the yellow big brick road jokes, so that's kind of like the common go-to. But yeah, it's definitely kind of, especially when I say Atchison, people kind of say, huh, or what? Like, what is that from the first hearing? But yeah, I still get that to this day.
Now, you talked about your academic work and your studies. So after you get out of Benedictine, what's the plan? What do you think that you want to be? What, 5 years from now, what field are we going to find you in if it goes the way you want it to?
Honestly, coming out of college, I would love to get into real estate with my mother. We've talked about that a lot in Houston, Texas, trying to buy out lots and do something like that, as well as me kind of finding a place where I can get some physical training or physical therapy work so I can work with other athletes, younger athletes, older athletes, and then building off that, I would love to represent other up-and-coming athletes in some sort of agency. So whether I have to go to law school and get my own degree and get whatever I need to do that, but that excites me that I could help somebody else get through that next door. So if I could do that, I would definitely pursue that with no looking back.
So mom's in real estate.
Yes, sir.
So she's got that gift of gab. She can she's a communicator.
Yeah, she could talk to anybody. I'm talking about anybody. So yes.
See, and so she has to be a real inspiration for you too, you know, because when you left LA, How many people did you know when you walked in the door here, other than a coach? Anyone?
Actually, one person.
Okay.
That Eric Chavez. We played at Alameda together. So, but other than that, no. It's just me out here by myself, kind of in this, I guess you'd say, a new world.
You talk about, you know, meeting people, though, and making friends. I look at this offensive group. Man, I'm seeing some kind of tight-knit bunch out here. Is it what I think it is?
Yes, it's exactly what you see, if not more. We all love each other, and when I say love, I mean love. It's genuine. We look out for each other off the football field just as well as we do on the football field. And we all root for each other. That's the biggest thing. If I come out the game, the next man's up, and it's that simple. We all hope that somebody gets on the board. If you don't have a good game, we hope that the next man next to you does. So, yes, this is exactly what you see.
And there's an excitement about this team and the season. Game one, a bump. You know, didn't go like you wanted to, but it was a great learning experience. And I got a feeling that this team's got some destiny in front of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it might sound a little weird off the, you know, off the first sound, but I had a smile on my face after the game because I know where we can get to after that game, and I know where we will get to after that game. So it's just a learning process, a young team, getting to know what it is and what it takes to be a great team. You know, Morningside is a great team, obviously, so we hope to see them again. But, you know, kind of just focusing on us week to week, I feel like we could go wherever we want to go.
Jayshon Tide, you've traveled, you've been around, you played ball, different teams. Young man comes up to you and says, Jayshon, I don't know. Give me some advice. You know, what would you tell maybe a high school player, young man thinking about, you know, what he's going to do? What would you say to him if you, you know, set him down across the table from you and we're giving him that fatherly talk?
First and foremost, keep God in your corner. You can't do anything without God. And when you do have God in your corner, you can do everything. So have God in your corner. Be yourself. Be confident. Be humble. And always be willing to learn from anybody, from a better player, from a lesser player. You can learn from everybody. Take everything that you get. Take it.
Got one last question. I'm going to let you go. This is the most ridiculous question that you're going to get, and maybe the hardest one of all of them I've asked you.
Okay.
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which one is it?
The Flash.
The Flash. I love it.
That's my guy right there.
There you go. Jayshon Tide, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much, man. Good luck to you, and go Ravens.
I appreciate it. Thank you, boss.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We are back with you in St. Louis, Missouri, and welcome everybody as we're getting set to go to the second half of this afternoon's Raven football game. Benedictine leading Missouri Baptist 31-16. With Neil, our producer engineer this afternoon in the K-Radio Sports Studios. And Neil, thank you so much. Well done at halftime. Gus Kaus with me to my left, and the MBU kickoff is away, and Benedictine. Jacob Catherine's going to field it at the 5-yard line. Up the middle, he'll come to the 20. Jacob to the 30. Down, he'll go with the 35-yard line. It is first and 10. Benedictine at the 35. Catherine had his helmet dislodged. He's got to come off the field and get that chin strap repaired.
Okay. 15 on the return for you. Your up back was Joseph Abrams, a 6'3", 210-pound freshman linebacker out of Tomball, Texas.
There you go. First and 10, Benedictine.
I was just answering one of those questions we were talking about moments ago.
So the Ravens have been rolling up a lot of yardage and rolling up 31 half first half points. Let's see what they do is quarterback Jackson. The ball gets away from him, and he's going to go back and jump on at the 20. I'm not so sure. The stat might have been a little bit low, but I think Jackson had also looked up and had been maybe distracted, did not see the snap coming back, and for Benedict in a near catastrophe on the first play of the second half, they're able to recover, but in the process, they're going to lose 12 yards in a second and 22. Not the way you drew up on the chalkboard at the locker room how you begin the second half.
Well, you know what you do on second and 22? You bring Jacob Gath right back into the ball game. You're also going to bring Jayshon Todd and put both of them wide to the left side. If I'm Missouri Baptist, I just start bailing right now.
Back up. You're just backpedaling from the onset. Now, Jacob is going to go wide right. He's moving forward, and there's going to be a penalty, and this is all going to come back. Gathright had gone around and ran. It was running forward when the ball snapped.
Kind of rounded that route. Kind of looked like arena football right there, where you're running off the field when the ball is snapped. So another penalty against the Ravens.
Benedict had already penalized in the first half for over 100 yards. When they get on the bus and when they're sitting around tomorrow working on the, you know, the analysis and breaking down film of this game, got to be one of the glaring things, right? The penalties has just been unacceptable.
Yeah, and it's been one of those things that's kind of been up and down for this Raven team all season, right? We've had some games earlier on in the season where you walk away from the game and Benedictum was triple digits and penalty yardage, and then the next game they go out and have one penalty for 5 yards, right? So, again, it's one of those things they can clean up, but they've allowed it to get away at different times.
So the penalty will be declined by Missouri Baptist, leaving Benedictum with a third down and 22. Dooley takes the snap, straight back, looking to throw, goes right side, and that's going to be near. Cleveland Ravens are going to go three and out, Gus, to take a minute off the clock. So not exactly the way that the Ravens would have hoped to have begun the second half. They lead 31-16, but are absolutely unable to move the ball at all in their initial possession of the second half, and it will go back to Missouri Baptist, Benedict, and kicking into the wind. So, again, I never understood teams take the wind in the third quarter, and that's what Missouri Baptist did here today.
Yep.
They had the option, they took the wind in the third. So the BC will be punting into the wind. The snapback is a dandy, and the kick is not real good. It's spinning, though. It's going to take a big Raven bounce, 50, 40, 35, still rolling along down to the 32-yard line. It's going to go, and Benedictine will cover it up right there. And downfield, that is going to be Blake Dapkus.
We've also seen teams that have decided, my decision in the second half is to just take the wind in the fourth quarter, right?
Absolutely. Take the wind in the fourth quarter. You can have the ball. I just want the wind in the fourth quarter, please. Here comes Missouri Baptist.
That may be one of the things you never forget.
One of the great decisions ever. 13:45 to go in the third quarter. First possession of the second half coming up here for the Spartans. Quarterback for Missouri Baptist is going to be Jordan Simpson. As Gus, after that big hard tackle suffered by Cooper Brown in the waning moments of the opening half, and him coming to the near sideline and staff looking at him, he has not been back on the field since. And the first down play is going to go for about 3, second down 7 at their own 35-yard line for Missouri Baptist. But again, starting quarterback sophomore Cooper Brown, not out on the field,
yeah,
at least at this point.
Yeah, he's over here on the sideline and looks like probably has his shoulder pads off over here on the near side.
Here we go. Quarterback Jordan Simpson is going to hand off in a straight-ahead run, picking up a couple of more yards to around the 37. We'll leave Baptist looking at a third down 5. Kevin Harris. There's a young guy out of Dallas, Texas. You know,
now,
one of those Lone Star guys.
Now, for the Ravens, they're a little thin at linebacker. They're a little thin at the defensive line position today. Now, we're going to see them go with a dime formation. They're going to bring in 6 defensive backs and go with 1 linebacker on the field.
Yeah, Blue Kaplinger is going to be the last guy coming in. Quarterback is back to throw. Third down 5. Got time. Throws a pass that is going to be caught on a dive for a first down. It was inside Joel Mavis, caught by Joseph White, the freshman out of Blue Springs, Missouri. It'll be a 1st and 10 for Missouri Baptist. And here's the deal. That's a well-thrown ball because one of 2 things will happen. Either it will be well short and nobody catches it, or your guy's going to catch it. That ball will never be picked off.
Yeah, that was a good job right there by the quarterback. Jordan Simpson able to step up, deliver a good pass over the middle, and keep this drive alive.
Carl Gamma Jr., the redshirt sophomore running back, is going to take this pass out of the backfield, picks up a block, crosses midfield, goes down the right side to the 40, and is chased out of bounds into the near sideline. He's going to pick up about 13 on the carry. Jackson Hoskins gets credit for the tackle, but again, Spartans move the chains. It's first and 10, MBU. So in the second half, the Benedictine initial possession did not go well. First possession for Missouri Baptist seems to be going quite swimmingly as they've taken the ball and moving it downfield now at the Raven 41. Wraparound handoff is going to be play action. Quarterback's back. He's just going to fire one deep into double coverage. It's going to be batted away in and out and incomplete. And despite the protest by Gavin Cloud to the officials that he was interfered with, there is no penalty.
That time Jackson Hoskins was playing behind. He went up looking for the interception. But it's going to be an incomplete pass. Fabian Njika on the front side coverage. Ravens going to go out and bring in some more pass rushers for this. You're going to see Benjamin Sylvan into the ballgame. He'll be across that front line on this second and 10.
Quarterback Jordan Simpson doesn't move. He takes a snap, and he just kind of plants, and he stands there. Now he's going to run with it. He's going to be tripped up at the ankles, and we're going to get a marker down on a hold in the backfield. Joe Burke makes the stop, and that would bring up either a third down and 5, or I'm sure the Ravens are going to accept this penalty and push this thing back.
Yeah, that time Cole Johnson was getting into the backfield, and he just kind of hugged and pulled to the ground.
So the penalty is going to be assessed, and the ball is going to go back beyond midfield.
Pick up that paperweight there.
I'm trying to decide what we've got going on here. Oh, that's a pretty yellow and black helicopter. We've had a lot. That's corporate. We've had a lot of air traffic over the top of the field here today.
Zachary Lacombe will check out. Back in for the Ravens comes Blue Kaplinger. So the Ravens are going to be out there with only the one linebacker, and that's going to be Carson Anderson. Anderson played very sparingly last week. He's been coming off a little bit of an injury bug. So it'll be second down, and I'm not really sure what the officials are holding this up for.
It's been taking them a very, very long time to get this play underway. The umpire is still standing over the football, line judge on the side, and now the referee says, wind up the clock. Here we go. 11:20 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine leading at 31-16. It's a second down and 20-plus. Quarterback deep drop, sets up a screen. It's going to be caught coming off of a little bit of a pick to the 40, 35, down the right side, 30. Ravens trying to finally drag down as Hoskins makes the tackle on Gavin Cloud, but Cloud coming down the other side. Now we've got people talking, and I can't believe there are not penalty markers being thrown as these guys on these two teams are nose-to-nose and screaming.
Fabian Njika going face-to-face with the right tackle, Nathan Stotts. I had to look to see if Stotts, I saw that number. He's not a huge guy. It's 6'3", 265 out of Louisville, Kentucky.
But all the way down to the Benedictine 16-yard line. Running back takes a handoff, bounces outside. He's got room to the 10. He's got room to the 5. And pushed out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Again, it's going to be Jackson Hoskins who saves the touchdown. And running to the right side is working right now for the Spartans.
Yeah, it's going to be first and goal right now for the Spartans. Ball marked down at the 5. Raymond's going to try to beat things up in the middle, bring in some bigs. You're going to see back in Isaac Anderson and Heath Baker. So they're going to really try to plug up the middle here on this first and goal.
Benedictine getting the right personnel package finally in. QB again is going to hand off. It's the same play, same way, and this time with no gain. Goes down to the 5-yard line. It'll bring up a second down and go Isaac and Heath, the two defensive players, Moore, BC. Those guys have been stalwarts for this Raven front all season long.
And for the Spartans, one of those plays where you run right, you pick up yards, you run right, you pick up yards. What do? Run in the middle.
Yeah,
who gets it? In the middle there and probably try to continue to run outside. Now the Ravens going to put Jared Heron and kind of line him up on the right side out there with Kevin Harris.
No receivers to the right side, but trips to the left for quarterback Jordan Simpson. And again, he'll hand off to his running back, and he's blown up at the line of scrimmage. Probably did not get anything. Heath Baker, Jared Heron, this time the two big DNs, and it is going to bring up a third down. And again, Gus, here you go. What do you do when you're running successfully outside to the right? You run in the middle? If
we love every team to try to run in the middle against them, especially when they have Isaac Anderson in there, Kevin Harris, and then you've got Heath Baker kind of slid down in this bare front.
They're going to push this thing back to, I'm going to call this a 6-yard line, where it is now third down goal for the Spartans. QB hands off, and he was running the same play, and getting down to the five-yard line, but carrying a defender to get into the end zone. He does not. It is fourth down. Gavin Cloud, he's trying to sell the official on the near side, but Jared Heron makes the stop in spite of a strong play to try to dive in. And you can expect, I think, the Spartans to go for it here. It is fourth and goal. It is inches away, and they are going to go for it here at the south end zone, down to our right. Big play for both teams with 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Fourth down and goal from inches out. The quarterback will pitch it. The Cloud will take it. He is hit. He is down. Isaac Anderson wraps him up. There is no score. And I'm going to tell you what, Carl Gammon met a strong man, and he gave him nothing. Isaac Anderson, the team leader on defense.
Isaac Anderson coming off the field. He gives a flex in the defense. Holds on fourth and goal. And now the offense in a little bit of a hole, but there's plenty of field to work with, I guess.
Yeah, there's. We always kid about every play in the book is available to you when you cut the ball inside your 1 yard line. But how about that defense? And you do not blame for a minute the Spartan decision to go for it right there. That was the right call. Right. Well, I mean, it was the right decision.
But somebody should probably talk to the offensive coordinator about, hey, if you run right and it continues to work, keep running to the right.
Ravens, they're all standing in the end zone on a first down call. Quarterback is back. Dooley rolling right, rolling right, rolling right. Being chased. Throws that ball over the middle. It's going to be caught. Witherspoon across the 10. He's going to have a first down at the 12-yard line. And you know the scary part about that for me is the chance of having a holding call back there in the end zone. That's always frightening.
Yeah, that time Zeppelin Felder finally makes the stop on the play for Missouri Baptist. But yeah, holding in the end zone doesn't end well, right? And that's a 2-point play.
I'm going to tell you what, you just disappointed me because I was hoping to be the first guy to say Zeppelin Felder today, but you beat me to it. I never get a chance to say Zeppelin during the course of a broadcast, but this young man out of Independence, Missouri, makes a good play there. Quarterback is back, flares it over to the near side, and drills it into the ground in a terribly poorly thrown pass.
Yeah, Jackson's not really happy with himself after that one. Jackson now 12 of 19 today, 307 passing.
Yeah, you know, he has gotten better at throwing the ball. He has gotten more playing time and more experience. I mean, these are things that kind of go hand in hand. You know, you play more, you get more experience, you get better. And sometimes, though, it seems like Jackson will throw a pass short. We don't see him really throw passes high, passes long. If he's off the mark, it typically feels like short. Second down 10, BC at their own 12. At least everybody's not standing in the end zone. Here's a handoff right side. Witherspoon showing his legs at the 20, at the 25, at the 30. Witherspoon shoved out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. First and 10, BC. And that is nicely done by Dalton, and the Ravens move the football. The sticks are going to be brought up from what started back inside the one. And it's now first and 10. Benedictine at their own 38-yard line. And they're moving the ball. 7:50 to go in the third quarter.
Adam Jackson Jr. will check back into the ball game for the Ravens. And they're going to line him up spot to the left. As they're going to go trips left, one to the right.
Guy who I'm looking at this time, I see Matt Sanford over here. And he looks to me like a guy who's ready to catch one. We had Zimmerman catching a big TD pass at the late portion of the opening half. Let's see what the Ravens have up here on a first down call. Flare pass over to the near side. Caught in the backfield, trying to get outside, and there's just absolutely nowhere for Adam Jackson to go. He's stretched out to the near side. Maybe gets a yard, maybe doesn't, but uses the field sideline to sideline. Blake Kite out of Mount Carmel, Illinois, with the stop. That is his 90th tackle on the season. He's a leading tackler for this team. Second down, 9, Benedictine. At their own 39. Everybody out of the backfield. Quarterback is back, and he's going downfield right side. That could have been picked, and it was not, as he's looking for Jackson again. This time down the right side. Last time Adam was on the left. This time on the right. Neither time able to pick up any real yardage.
Didn't the clock have stopped at the incomplete? I'm not complaining about it.
6:40 to go. Now it's rolling along here briskly enough. 31-16. Benedictine with a 2-score lead. 6.5 to go in quarter number 3. And again, everybody out of the backfield. Motion is going to come to the right. They're going to bring Sean Wara into the backfield to block for Dooley. Shoulder acts back. He's going to throw it to Wara. Sean, 45-50, first down, out of bounds at the 46. And the Ravens, Gus has played Kite, makes another tackle. What Benedictine's done here is nothing big, nothing fancy. It's not like that early in the game, first play of the, you know, of the contest, Gathright, huge TD pass, 8, 10, 12 yards at a time, taking it just big bites at a time. Not the home run play, but very substantial moves, and now they're already across midfield, starting this series inside their own one. Hand off to Wara. He'll drive right. Gets to the 45. Sean to the 40. Sean close to another first down. He's at the 36. They say move those sticks ahead. First and 10 again.
Yeah, nice job right there by Sean Wara. Powers forward, turns his shoulders sideways, and dives for the first down with 5:40 left here in the third quarter. This has been a really nice possession for the Ravens. And it's one of those possessions, you talk about it, they're going with those smaller chunks. They haven't really tried to take the top off of it like they did in the first half. But you're trying to lull this Missouri Baptist defense to sleep, and hopefully that they play up and you can take the top off again.
Well, the running back on this entire sequence stays in the block. Back to throw Dooley. He's got his man over the shoulder, off the fingertips of Zimmerman. It's incomplete at the 3. Boy, I tell you what, if TZ was able to have gotten a little more loft on, left, or the ball was a half a foot shorter, the Ravens have another 6 on the board. And Zimmerman, again, he is tall and long, and he's got a great reach at 6'4".
Yeah, you talk about Tanner. He has this afternoon. Where is Tanner? I don't even see. Oh, here we go. Tanner, one reception for 34 yards. 31-16, the Ravens leading Missouri Baptist with just under 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter.
Here we go at the 36. Inside 5 minutes to go. The third quarter now moving along pretty quickly. Quarterback setting up the screen. At the 40, it's caught. At the 35, 30. There goes Witherspoon, 20. Witherspoon, 15. Dances out of bounds at the 12-yard line. Bumped out over here on the near side as Avery Fuller gets way down, peeled for the lead block. He's bumped out of bounds on the near side. It is going to be first and 10, Benedictine, because it was Zeppelin Velder to push him out at the 12. They're going to take a minute, get those sticks down, and Benedictine is moving the football. They have gone over 87 yards on this possession already. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's about as long a drive as you're able to humanly put together as that they're coming up with right here. Racing into the game late is going to be Lee Levingston, another cornerback.
No clue what he's doing out there, though.
He's a little bit lost. Ravens are going to take it. Rolling right. Dooley has his man open it, and it's thrown a little behind, and it's not catchable for Zimmerman. It will bring up a second down call.
Look out there at Lee Levingston. Keeps spinning around. Doesn't have his mouthpiece in. His chin strap's not snapped, and he's still confused as to what the call is out there, the 5'10" freshman out of Louisiana.
4 minutes to go. You know how freshmen are. I mean, they're just out there. They're not really totally sure yet, you know, what's going on. They're still figuring it out.
At times.
Yeah.
The Ravens are going to bring into the ball game another tight end that's going to be Harry Balky. They're going to bring him in and check him to the right side.
Going to get big Bobby Niebert in the middle of an extra linebacker also. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Zimmerman will go to wing to the right side. BC second down 10. Handoff is going to go to Wara. He'll stiff arm at the line of scrimmage. Get blown up by the second and third guys that come over there. There will be no gain on the play as he races around to the right side. And that was going to be Niebert and Knight and Kite. Zeppelin Zelder. The three guys who were first, second, and then third on that point of tackle on Wara. Third down 10, Benedictine.
Lagapuyana will check back into the ballgame. You're also going to see Jay Sean Todd in for this third and 11.
You know what else I'm seeing? A little sun peeking out. Maybe. Just a little bit. Not a lot. Kind of nice. Maybe warming it up a little bit. BC will take Wara out of the game and back into the lineup. It's going to come the Windsor, Missouri native, Dalton Witherspoon. Again, Zim goes over to the right side. Two to the left, one to the right. Motion to the right side is going to be Jay Sean. He will be play action off the jet sweep. Quarterback steps up, goes into the end zone. It's batted away and incomplete in the middle of the end zone. And Zimmerman had it slapped out of his hands by Thomas Cloud, the sophomore from Georgia.
That time, Thomas Cloud, the outside linebacker, doing a great job matching up with the tight end Tanner Zimmerman. And now, kind of funny because Balky was out there as a tight end on that last play. He'll stay in to kick the field goal here on fourth down.
He's a multi-purpose guy. Does that mean you get two meals on the way home? You get the tight end
lunch and
just hope,
place kicker lunch.
Just hope a lineman doesn't take your lunch, right?
It's never easy to keep away from those big guys. Here's the kick. It is perfect. And Benedictine will extend its lead. A long drive downfield culminating with a field goal. And we got a timeout of the field at 2:59 to go in the third quarter. It is now Benedictine 31, Missouri Baptist 16.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Oh, that Neil Weiland. See him ready. See, he knows when the top of the hour has come and takes good care of us. And, you know, without him, where would we be? Well, we'd be here, but we wouldn't be on the air. That's where we would be. Neil, our producer and engineer today, we thank you very much. 2:59 to go in the third quarter here. And as the Ravens tack on a field goal and go up 34-16, they're set to kick it away. And Benedictine kickoff specialist Cullen Bruner advances on the ball. It's a sideways spinning kick taken at the 10-yard line. Up the 20, hit at the 30 and falling forward to the 31-yard line. A nice bit of a return and pretty good field position.
Sure.
Missouri Baptist.
Sean Warren down in kick coverage for the Ravens to make the stop.
Do you see a lot of times, and I don't think so, but do you see a lot of times running backs that are also kick coverage guys? I mean,
yeah.
You run the ball and you tackle the ball?
Yeah, some of them are fast enough.
Yeah? Well, here we go. And for the Spartans, okay, we're about ready to get into that point as they are now down three scores, okay? We're about ready to get into that point where you're starting to count possessions. And with 2:50 to go in the third quarter, can Missouri Baptist have enough possessions and capitalize on all of them to be able to come from behind here today? Quarterback on the play action is going to throw to his back out of the backfield, goes over to the left side and has the pegs taken out from under him after a gain of about three. Down the left side, it will be second down, Gavin Cloud with the catch and the carry, but Javai had the Raven tackle.
Well, you talk about possessions in this ball game, and if you go back, this will be the second time in the third quarter that we've seen Missouri Baptist with it. The first one, they got all the way down to the one and lost it on down.
Running back will take it left side this time, and very close to a first down they go. Carrying the ball is Lionel Banks. And again, Banks is a... smaller, I'm just trying to think of a better way to describe it, a smaller at 5'7" and 185 pounds, smaller kind of a running back.
Benedictine's last possession, 12 plays, 86 yards because you had a penalty, and 5 minutes and 45 seconds.
And again, Banks is going to run with it. He'll try to get outside, does, turns it up, gets across the 50, and he's going to be right at the marker. I think he's going to have a first down. As he's going to be dropped in front of his Spartan sideline. First and 10.
Okay. So the official on the near side had him at the 49. The other one had him at midfield. And they're going to say, 49-yard line, move the sticks.
You know what they're really saying? 49-yard line, move the clock. That's what they really want to see happening here.
That too.
With a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Missouri Baptist gets across midfield. And the quarterback is back to throw. Launches one. Going deep. And the receiver stumbles and falls, and they're going to call a pass interference against Benedictine. Dropped all the way down to the Raven 20-yard line. And it's going to be another Spartan first down.
15 yards, the thing should go down to the 34. That one's going to go against the Ravens. And poor Benedictine. Penalties have just been a thing today, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's been a little bit of a struggle.
Well, now we'll refresh that. I don't know if that'll help because I know that it was 101 at halftime, and we'll see if it updates to anything more accurate than that. Here we go. First and 10 at the Benedictine 34-yard line.
Yeah, so he still has you for 8 at 101.
Quarterback of the wraparound handoff, and Banks goes right to the 30, to the 25, and down to the 20. And again, guys, you see the theme here? Missouri Baptist runs right, and they go for 8, 10 at a time. Now, they're pretty near due to start trying to run between the tackles again as they're inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, because first season offensive coordinator John Heck is going to get it in the back of his mind of, okay, we've run right too many times. Let's try to even it out and go left.
Yeah. There's no need for balance in this. Quarterback is back to throw, looking left, has his man in the end zone and missed him. It's incomplete.
That time they were looking down there for Marcellus Griffin.
Now, Marcellus is out of St. Louis, Missouri, and I thought I knew most of the schools here, but Rittenour High School, I am not familiar. He's a 5'10" sophomore. Marcellus Griffin, really athletic-looking young guy out there, but hasn't had a lot of maybe playing time or certainly not a lot of receptions. 2 catches, 35 yards coming into the game here today. Second down and 10 at the Raven 22. Valley. See, I did it again, didn't I? Missouri Baptist with the football. Pass comes over to the right side. It's going to be caught across the line of scrimmage and tackled after a 5-yard gain. It's going to be Cameron Sloan. 17 catches, 361 yards, and a couple of touchdowns so far this season. And he'll make the catch after a 5-yard pickup. Third down, 5.
A little extracurriculars again after the play.
Now, the clock has stopped at 17 seconds, and I didn't think he had gone out of bounds, but the officials have stopped the play. Yeah, now they're going to roll it. Are they going to let the third quarter end? Quarterback is confused, and he's going to either have to get up and get that snap, or they're going to just call this the end of the third. Let's see what he does here. 7 seconds.
I would go to the end
4 seconds.
And talk about it.
2 seconds, and there it is. The quarter has drawn to a close, and we're going to take a timeout. In St. Louis, we'll be going to the fourth. It is Benedictine 34 and Missouri Baptist 16.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And with that, we welcome you back to St. Louis, Missouri. We're getting set for the fourth quarter of action in this Heart of America Athletic Conference game as Benedictine being hosted by the Spartans of Missouri Baptist is Benedictine leading 34-16.
And we look at the Missouri Baptist team. They're huddled up around the head coach and goes, earlier I was going to, and you're right, the starting quarterback is out there with a headset on and no shoulder pads on. He is clearly finished for the day. Look at those Missouri Baptist uniforms, and as I typically try to describe them, not looking at the helmet, but isn't it a very Dallas Cowboy kind of a look with the navy blue jersey, the cowboy gray pants with white lettering and trim? I mean, of course, Missouri Baptist has the navy helmet with white trim, not that star. But, I mean, don't the Cowboys have that uniform?
Yeah, kind of similar. I'd say, you know, that silvery pant with the blue jersey.
Yeah.
If you're really familiar with college football, it's very Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Third down, 5. Quarterback is chased. Quarterback is hit. He's down. Ball's out. And Spartans covered up. Heath Baker gets back there and rocks Jordan Simpson. Simpson lets go of the ball, holding it with one hand and kind of swinging it around a little bit. The ball gets away. What a job by Heath Baker. Good to see his family coming over here and watching him play today. You know, they're over here smiling.
So for Heath, that's going to be his first sack of the day. 5.5 on the season, 9 TFLs. And now we're going to see a field goal because the field goal would at least push this down to a 2-possession game if he can hit it.
We're talking 47 yards into the little bit of a breeze. Here it comes. It is on its way. Oh, that's got plenty of leg on it, and it's not very close. It's very wide to the left side. So another missed field goal for the Spartans.
And you're watching the football, and you don't see a disappearing yellow come in front of it. You know that there was something. The problem was when he hit that thing, it kind of got into a sideways spin to it. And it will be no good. So another missed field goal.
And I know maybe some of the fans get tired of hearing us talk about it, but it doesn't mean that we won't keep it up. Here's the thing. Possessions. Right now, you're down 34-16. Okay? Quick math, 18 points. Quicker math, 3 scores minimum. You had one possession in the third quarter. Can't score 3 times getting a possession a quarter before the end of the game. Ravens with the ball, pass over to Zimmerman. Tanner goes across the 40-yard line, picks up a Raven first down. They will advance the chains, and Benedictine will have the time, more time to run off the clock.
Well, that was a nice play right there. You hit Tanner Zimmerman just out in the flat, let him pick up 11 yards on the play, get the ball all the way out to the 41-yard line. It'll be a first down Raven.
Yeah, you let him pick up whatever he can. It's fun to watch Zimmerman run with it. He's rangy and long, and, you know, you said you'd walk, call him a loper.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that you can plug in a lot of different positions right now.
Well, he does a lot of things for this Benedictine team, along with pushing quarterbacks into the end zone. Here's a handoff left side to Wara to the 40, Wara to the 50, Wara to the 45, down to the 42-yard line. That's another 15-yard gain. And Benedictine in back-to-back plays, Gus has moved the ball nearly 30 yards.
Yeah, and that far sideline really fired up right now. That was a real nice run right there by Sean Wara, the redshirt freshman out of Frisco, Texas.
Frisco, Texas.
5'8", 190 pounds.
Snap back. Sean will take it again. This time he's going to be hit from behind. And there's a late penalty. And Dooley's talking to the official back there who threw that flag. I don't know if he's saying, good job, or what do you think you're doing throwing that flag? But we'll see what it's all about as the officials confer right on the Spartan logo. Now, that's a very Michigan State logo, right?
Yeah, for is Fresno State the Spartans, too?
Fresno State? I don't know.
San Jose State.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Now
Fresno State's like the Bulldogs or something. Yeah, San Jose State. Yeah, Michigan State, they all kind of use that same. Personal foul face mask against Missouri Baptist. So, personal foul, tack it onto the end, and all of a sudden what turned into a nice run for Sean Wara. It's going to get all the way down to the 26-yard line. We'll be first and 10 Ravens.
In the last 24 hours, you and I have seen, what, 15 face mask penalties called? It feels like.
Like 97 penalty markers.
Yeah.
Down.
From the 26-yard line, BC moving the ball briskly on this first possession for them in the fourth quarter. Handoff is going to go to Sean. Morrow will slash to the right side, get down to the 20-yard line, and then be stood up and stopped. Staying in the field of play, allowing the clock to continue to run at 12 and a half minutes to go in the ball game, and Levine Benedictine looking at it's going to be a second down, 4 or so, just outside the 20-yard line, now deep in Missouri Baptist half of the field.
Leading blocker on that play, Dalton Witherspoon. The Ravens have really gone to, how about this? This late in the season, you're not used to seeing, you know, in game 10, you're not used to seeing new formations. Today, we've seen the Ravens go with 2 backs in the backfield quite a bit.
A.J. Jr. wind to the left side. QB's going to hand it off to Sean. He'll try to cut left, and this time he's going to be grabbed up at the ankles at the line of scrimmage. He's able to kind of jump and lunge and, you know, pull forward inside the 20 down to the 19, and BC will look at a 3rd down 3. But this is not terrible. Ravens are in no hurry, okay? They lead 34-16, now with 11:45 to go in the ballgame, and if it takes, you know, a couple of extra minutes to move the ball downfield, it's all the better as far as, I say, Coach Osborne's concerned.
Yeah, what? You figure you get 2 minutes for every first down, right? 3 downs, 40 seconds on the play clock, so it's 120 seconds. So, again, every first down gives you about 2 minutes, and right now the Ravens are looking at a 3rd and 3.
But now maybe you just go to gaps right here and see what happens. No, instead you're going to go back straight up the middle to the 15, inside the 20, 15, 13, 1st and 10. Benedictine. Jacob Gathright's all alone on the left side. They used to have a decoy out there. He's just standing over there going, first down, guys. I see what's happening.
Kind of pulling on his shoulder pads. I'm not even sure they were clipped for that play. Now, this is my favorite spot on the field to get a first down, right? Just outside the 10. So you can get one more first down at the, you know, just inside the 3-yard line.
Take Adam Jackson Jr. get a touchdown today. Let's see. 6-foot freshman out of Katy. 3 catches, 17 yards coming into the game today. I'd like to get one, first one today. They're going to fill the slot with Zimmerman. The pass across, caught at the 5. LeBron goes down near the first down mark. Is it the 2, maybe the 1? It's going to be 1st and goal up. A catch by the Bakersfield, California native LeBron Jackson.
LeBron's got a TD already this year.
LeBron right there running a little bit of a choice route, just settled down inside, kind of found an opening. And for Benedictine, we're going to see him bring in some tight ends. You're going to bring in Mendieta. You're also going to bring in Harry Bulkey.
See, I was used to, in the old days, I would kind of call this a jumbo package, but those guys are big and tall and lanky. They're not the 350-pound guys anymore, but they're 6'4" and 280 of raw muscle. And that's who the Ravens are going to bring in. They'll set up a wing to the left side. Quarterback's going to hand off, and yeah, there's nothing there for Dalton Witherspoon. He's going to be a little bit short. It'll bring up a second down and goal and very, very near the end zone.
Can I tell you, not scoring that is not a problem, right?
Like, take another half a minute
to run another 30 seconds off the clock. And right there, though, nice job up front for Missouri Baptist. It was Giovanni Sands.
It's got a click up front for BC. Who do we have up here? Who's 79? Who's my big guy over there at the left guard right now?
79 is Swizlowski.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. If they're going to follow him and left side, it's going to be, is he stood up? Is
short.
He in? And they're going to say short again. Yeah. It's going to bring up a third and goal, Benedictine.
That time, Javion Kaiser, a 6'3" freshman out of Carbondale, Illinois, makes the stop on the play.
So, yeah, we're looking at the big guys in the middle for Missouri Baptist. You're talking about, you know, the Anthony Graham and Giovanni. Giovanni's 6'2", 285. Brady Davis, 6'2", 240. Blake is in there, 6'1", 305. I mean, big, big guys. And Missouri Valley has kept Benedictine out of the end zone from inside the two now, back-to-back plays. Quarterback is back. He's going to throw and throws it like a rocket. And there's no way that Jacob Gathright could catch that. Is thrown too hard. Did you leave your offense out here? Yeah.
Yeah, I worry.
It doesn't do you any good.
Yeah, they were kind of looked at it for a second, and they're going to leave the offense out on it. And now, this Missouri Baptist defense has been down here. Benedictine did it moments ago, right? Missouri Baptist was in almost the identical spot, and Benedictine was able to stop him. Here we go.
Dalton Witherspoon is the only man in the backfield. Quarterback is under center. Hand off Witherspoon. Are they going to push him in? They're going to shove on him. He is not in the end zone. They held him out. And the Ravens, much like Dana Baker, having trouble scoring inside the 5-yard line. He does not get in. A lot of questions.
Yeah. You ran the tush push last week against Baker, and you were able to just power into the end zone.
Yeah.
Not really sure why we didn't see it right there with Jackson and, again, sending Tanner in motion. But, again, the front line for Missouri Baptist able to hold up. Anthony Graham is just an immovable object there in the middle.
And credit to the Spartan defenses. They keep the Ravens out of the end zone, and we're at 8:25 to play. Benedictine in front, 34-16 on the road here this afternoon. And now, as the Ravens were a little bit ago, Missouri Baptist's entire offense is standing in the end zone on the first down call. QB's back to throw, looking deep, has his man. It's broken up at the 30-yard line, and there's going to be pass interference called.
You can't call that.
I know. The official clear across the field to the 40-yard line. There was so underneath and over-the-top coverage on the intended receiver out there, and
the reason I say you can't throw that is I felt like the defender was making a play towards the ball. I know he ran through the receiver to make the catch, but the clock continues to run. We're at 7:59, and the officials are stopping the clock, and they're saying, hey, you're the home team. We're not fixing it.
Clock is still not running, and officials are in a state of confusion out of the field. The Spartan coaching staff is out there.
Problem was,
out on the field.
He missed this in the third quarter when it ran for, I don't know, probably 30 seconds longer than it should have.
Again, they have not assessed. They've assessed the penalty. They've got the thing set just across. And they're going to move the clock up to 3:15. 8:15. So they're going to add 16 seconds. First down at the 16-yard line. We'll call it just short of the 16. We'll call it the 16-yard line. Missouri Baptist deep in their own end of the field. But by virtue of that 15-yard Raven penalty, there, away from the goal line at least. Handoff is going to go to the running back, who will bounce over to the right side where they've had all of their success today. And this time it's going to be on the wheels of Darius Morrison, the Lindenwood transfer. He'll take it to the right side, pick it up about three, gets it up to the 20-yard line, make it about four, second down seven from there.
That time Blake Castile makes the stop on the play for Benedictine. He's a redshirt freshman out of Maryville, Missouri.
Second down at the 20-yard line. Back to those Simpson this time. Starts left, nothing there, comes right, and will run the ball close to the 25-yard line. He'll be short of the first down.
Castile and Eric Chavez able to combine on the tackle. Now we're going to see Isaac Anderson back in for this third down call.
7.5 minutes to play.
Game's going on around the conference. Graceland defeats Culver Stockton today, 47-7. Missouri Valley leading Mid-America 17-14 with 11 minutes left in that contest.
Well, that's a little bit of a surprise, isn't it? QB's back, gets a pass away. It's going to be caught for the first down, short of the 30-yard line, and an immediate Benedictine tackle, but it's going to be first and 10 as the catch was made by White.
Clark leads Peru 28-10 with 9 minutes left. Baker with a little bit of a bounce back against Central Methodist today. It's Baker 51, Central Methodist 7 with 9 minutes to go in that one. In Grandview with 4 minutes left, it's Grandview leading William Penn 35-6.
Darius Morrison is going to settle in on the right side of Jordan Simpson, a quarterback. First and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Spartans pass over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 35 and up to 40. Dancing along the near side, Marcellus Griffin will work out of bounds, and he'll be out across the 40, up at the 43-yard line. The defense by Benedictine by Javai Blomquist. Missouri Baptist would be a little bigger hurry, but they don't seem to be.
Well, that's what I was getting at, is Missouri Baptist needs to score three times, and yet they seem fine with just taking their time and maybe getting one more score.
Running half a minute off with each play. Here's a running back to the left side, across the 45, but short of the 50-yard line, picking up about half a dozen on that first down carry. Jackson Hoskins. Jackson's had a big, big day today.
How about
for the Raven defense?
But how about in the second half for Jackson Hoskins? Because we talked about the assignment he's drawn, and we'll talk a little bit more about it after this play.
Simpson's back to throw. Looking deep, going deep, and it is going to be broken up in and out of the hands of Gavin. And we're going to have a penalty marker on the ground at the point of the reception. And we're going to take a break, Neil. Time out of the field with 5:47 to go in the game. It's Benedictine 34 and Spartan 16.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
As we return, 5:47 remains to be played in the ballgame. It's a 34-16 Benedictine lead, and player for Missouri Valley coming off the field under his own power. They're taking a bit of a look at him over on the near side. He seems like he's okay, and the officials getting together. They got all seven of them out together in the middle of the field as they are trying to determine what the penalty is going to be, and let's see what they have decided to call. Tough call right there. Is by Blomquist. Blomquist is going to be calling for a targeting call, and so the penalty is going to be assessed down inside the 30, right? The crew here struggled through the course of the afternoon. We're going to give them a minute to figure out where this ball is going to get placed.
Math has not been their strong suit this afternoon. So, Javai is going to call it a day, and the Ravens are going to be out there with Fabian and Dominique Stone King will be your defensive backs here for the end of the game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the issue is with getting the ball spotted and set and everything squared up. 35-yard line. That's where they're going to put this thing. It is first and 10. Quarterback Simpson steps back, rolls, throws it downfield for his receiver, and he makes the catch. They're going to say he is out of play. The Baptist coaches are disappointed.
They're saying that the ball came out and it got to his hip and hit the ground before he was able to haul it in. And I don't know. We had a pretty good eye on that. I'm not so sure, but hey, the official thought he saw something. And Carl Gammon Jr., not really thrilled with that call. He's going to run back, and it will bring up second and 10 now.
5:38 to go this afternoon. Benedictine about ready to pick up their seventh consecutive win here today. They're in front 34-16. Jordan Simpson will have everyone in the pattern in the backfield alone, being rotated out. Now he's got room. There's going to be a holding call. The quarterback is going to run, and he'll step out of bounds along the near sideline.
There's a helmet off. It might be hands to the face.
It's good. We got the lineman out there going back to pick up his helmet, and he's not on my two deep anywhere. We'll see what this marker is about. It's about 7 or 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage in the offensive backfield. And the helmet, by the way, is going to belong to Lane Morrow, a freshman offensive lineman. And now he's going to go back. Going to get the mouthpiece, too. And now the official is going to make him exit the game. He's really unhappy, but to have the helmet come off, you got to come out for a play, right? And so as he's coming off, he's more than a little let's call it miffed, okay?
That's a good one.
You like that? I can hear him all the way up here. Yeah, well.
See, okay, hold on. I feel like I know where this is going.
Okay, he's screaming on the near side. And he's just really unhappy. Let's see what we've got.
He continued to play with no helmet on. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct. That's why when he came off the field and he's yelling that, hey, it's called hustle. Well, it is, but if your helmet comes off, you're no longer a part of the play. And he did continue down the field blocking because, again, it's a safety issue. If somebody comes up and hits him, it's not their fault. So,
second down, 25. And the QB is going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage by Blake Castillo, the redshirt freshman, Maryville, Missouri. And I'm going to tell you this one. He has never told me this. Don't you think, okay, the Coach Osborne thinks that getting him is a real coup, taking a kid out of Maryville?
Yeah, maybe.
Don't you think?
I will tell you, his parents are punctual. Last week at Baker, they were like the first people over there in the stands.
Love it. Third down, 26. Just behind midfield. Simpson will get up the little screen, and it's going to be good for by 3 or 4 yards to Carl Gammon Jr. Blake Castile again with the tackle for Benedictine.
There's been some, I don't know, some chippiness as this game has progressed, right? I
mean, okay, Carl Gammon Jr. is out of Northeast Oklahoma A&M. Now, I know Northeast Oklahoma out of Tahlequah, but I'm not sure where Northeast Oklahoma A&M, I'm not sure where that's at. Do you know that? That's unfamiliar to me. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Fourth down and forever. And, of course, Spartans are going to go with it. Quarterback is back, and he will back up 19 yards. I had to count them off. Cole Johnson will get a sack for 19, and Benedictine will have the ball. This series started first and 10 of the Raven 35. It ends at the Spartan 41-yard line. That's where Benedictine is going to have the football first and 10 at the 41.
Northeast Oklahoma A&M.
Yeah.
Out of Miami, Oklahoma.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm just reading it on their website.
Miami.
Okay.
So if you're from Oklahoma, it's Miami.
Okay.
From the Miami tribe.
How about their mascot?
Oh, that's a good one. No guess.
The Golden Norseman.
I would never come up with the Norseman from Oklahoma. That's good. Well done. First down call. BC's got all kinds of guys in there whose numbers are not familiar to me. Now, I do recognize Caden Austin, and you're going to run the ball clip at the quarterback spot. We got Jonah Roberts out there. Oh, high school teammate of the Witherspoon brothers. Jonah Roberts is a 6-foot junior from Windsor. looking for his first touchdown on the season this afternoon. He'll gain a yard or two on that one to the 40-yard line. But we're down to 3:45, and the clock rolling incessantly now. Second down and long. Benedictine.
How about this? We're going to talk about some Methodist.
It's good. This is a good place for Caden Austin to come into the game. You got a nice lead. It's late in the game. Yeah, you could just kind of be relaxed a little bit and maybe kind of, you know, get some playing time. Here's again a Jonah Roberts run to the left side. Another couple of yards or so, not a lot in there for him. Bringing up now third down long.
In the first half, we saw Missouri Baptist with 7 possessions. How many possessions have they had in the second half?
Three.
Three.
Yeah.
Three possessions.
I knew that. I've been counting.
Yeah. So they've had 3 possessions. 2 of them have ended in downs, and then the one where they missed the field goal.
Ravens are going to be very, very wide to the right side.
Do you think 3 points in the whole second half is all we were going to see?
No. No. Not the way the first half has started. Benedictine with 31 at halftime. Here's the handoff to Jonah. I think it's going to be Jonah. And he's kind of pulling and jumping and trying to move the ball forward, but successful in getting only a couple of yards. The Spartans are going to take a timeout. Coach on the near side waving his arms in the air trying to help everybody stop the clock, and they will at 2:29 to go. Neil, we're going to take a timeout with Missouri Baptist. Again, 2:29 remaining in the ballgame. Benedictine, 34, Spartan 16.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, sun's coming out here in St. Louis, Missouri, here late in the ball game. Benedictine leading at 34-16 with a little over 2.5 minutes to play. It's good news. Sun is out. Bad news is it'll be set way before we get home. And, by the way, don't forget to move your clocks back tonight. Just a PSA.
Okay, how about this? The Celtics. Okay, you know the Celtics, Jason Tatum?
Yeah, Boston basketball team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His dad is the basketball coach at CBC.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Well, we learned things.
Pretty good. Fourth down, Ravens are going to punt the football away. No one is back for the return. And little bump kick down to the 10-yard line. The Ravens are going to try to save it, but it'll get into the end zone. A valiant effort and a headlong dive by the runners down there. But
you know who it is, Blake Dapkus.
Yeah.
Right?
Blake, former National Special Teams Player of the Week for Benedictine a few weeks ago, making a great stab at it there. And with exactly 2.5 to go, it will be Spartan football. And Gus, I know you get the limb usually all set. I'm going to say this will be the last possession for the Spartans today.
Ooh, yeah. I'll jump out there on that limb with you.
You think that's good? That's a pretty comfortable spot here this afternoon. First and 10.
We combined for 47 points in the first half, and here in the second half, it's combined for 3.
Missouri Baptist, they'll hand off a little sprint around to the outside, going to the right, getting a gain of about 6 or 7, and going out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. The official over there very clearly saying, keep the clock running. 2:15 left in the game. Tell you what, we would be, you know, not fair if we didn't describe the scoreboard for Missouri Baptist here. It's delightful. Big scoreboard in the north, well, we're going to call this the northeast corner of the stadium. The lights are bright enough that even with the sun shining into it, it's very easy to read. And they have a video board. Now, not a massive video board. You know, it's not like AT&T Stadium for Jerry Jones, but it's a really nice video board on top of the screen. The second down pass is going to be short and incomplete. Bring up a third down. Ben Sylvan with some pressure for Benedictine from that defensive end spot. Ben, giving him credit, 11 tackles so far this season coming into the game this afternoon. But, yeah, nice video board down there. Now, the sun's shining into it. maybe diminishes it a little bit, but they got nice lights here. This is a lovely facility. I'd say marginally adequate parking nearby. Wraparound handoff to the running back. No, quarterback's going to throw it deep, intercepted. Picked off by Benedictine. At the 50, left side 40, 30, down the sideline to the 20, and out of bounds around the 10-yard line. The Ravens pick it off. And is that blue?
Blake Dabkus.
Is that Blake Dabkus? The guy who just tried to save that punt. There you go.
At that time, thought he was maybe going to be able to take it back to the house, but an impressive play by a Missouri Baptist player. He went headlong, just dove over there, and now Benedictine will have it first and goal at the 6, and I think they're just going to come out here and fall on it.
Yeah, unless Missouri Baptist decides to call a timeout, so Ravens are just going to go to that diamond formation. And there's the snap, and there is the knee, and there's no effort made, and that's going to do it. Your final score here this afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens 34, Missouri Baptist 16, and we'll be back to summarize this game for you right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Back with you here at the Missouri Baptist University football facility, where today the Benedictine Ravens, because, hey, they just jumped out in front early in the game. Got that feeling, and I mean early, like play number one, got that feeling that they were just going to take care of business today, and it's exactly what they did.
Yeah, Benedictine, you talked about it from the jump, right? Their very first offensive play was a 72-yard touchdown pass to Jacob Gathright, and then the Ravens were off to the races, scoring twice in the first quarter. Lagafuiana got in on a 32-yard touchdown reception, a 54-yarder to Jacob Gathright. Harry Balky got a 47-yard field goal and a 30-yard field goal today, and Tanner Zimmerman caps off the scoring in the first half with a 34-yard touchdown reception. Benedictine, hey, they did what they needed to do to win this ballgame, only scoring 3 points in the second half, but holding Missouri Baptist to only, what, 4 possessions in the second half, really 3, because on that fourth one they were able to get a quick interception.
Well, it was 361 yards in the first half, ending up with only 483, so 120 second half yards. And Missouri Baptist on their heels with 408. In fact, Baptist outrushed Benedictine 139 to 109 this afternoon, but for the Ravens, a lot of things to take away from it that are happy, a lot of things to take away from it that you got to work on. One of them, 11 penalties, 145 yards, unacceptable kind of numbers.
Yeah, one of those things that you just can't do. The Ravens were able to get a fumble recovery. They were able to get four sacks today. And so there are some things you like. Jacob Gathright, five receptions today, 179 yards, two touchdowns.
Well, Benedictine. Well, the record improves. The Ravens are going to go now to 8-2 overall with their seventh consecutive win. They are 4-0 in the Hart South, and we'll wrap up the regular season. We'll be with them up at Wilcox Stadium next Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. It'll be senior day, and you can come up and see them as they will be hosting Mid-America. Get ready to pregame at about 12:45, kickoff at 1 o'clock. Also, next weekend, we're going to have Friday Night Football. The Atchison Phoenix are going to be home with the Chieftains of Tonganoxie. That is Friday Night Football. We would love to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. Until we greet you next time, Ravens winning it today 34-16 on the road for Neil, who's doing a great job producing and engineering back in the studio. Neil, thank you so very much. For Gus Counts with me here upstairs, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, and streaming at KAIRFM.com. Our coverage of Benedictine Raven Football is brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.